There's a bit of a rattlesnake.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast. This is episode 47. This week on Hi, Jinx and Sue, we'll be talking about the Unplugged Spinal Tap reunion. The worst thing I've ever heard of someone doing to a cat, which we'll get to quickly because that's
too
a good
bad.
One. In TV, we'll talk about Battlestar. We'll talk about Lost. We'll talk about Jimmy Fallon's new late night show. More bad news for Terminator and Dollhouse. Movies. Watchmen. Actually, I have someone in the audience who's in the room who's seen it.
And, can I be part of the audience, actually?
Whatever.
Okay.
And more shit. And then your questions in the mail sack. This week, in Hi, Jinx and Sue, it's a bit of a different crew. Josh didn't want to come. So that's how much he
that
cares.
Never happens.
How much he cares about you. And Denise, I don't know, she's sick now, isn't she?
Yeah, now she's just all out sick.
Whatever.
She had full blown out.
Because like a week ago, she was like, I don't really think I'm going to come. I don't feel so good. And then now she's like, her head is caved in. It's actually, yeah, whatever. Bleeding from every hole in her head, I guess. I don't know. So across from me, because I'm Joel from HijinxandSoup.com, Eli. You've already used that one.
Doesn't matter.
Just say hi. And then Bizarro Eli.
What's going on? Oh.
Alex, art director for the local alt mag Dallas Observer. DallasObserver.com.
Wait, not alt mag. It's not like a gay.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is, actually.
It actually is true.
Have you looked at any of the ads?
Like,
100% of his paycheck comes from studs.
Yeah, but they're all nudie chicks.
Trannies.
There's a couple of.
They're chicks until you get there.
There are a couple trans in there.
Like a Trans Am?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
actually.
Burt Reynolds. And
there's a lot of guys that look like Burt Reynolds.
In the back.
As a matter of fact, if Burt Reynolds was bald, there'd be a lot of Burt Reynolds.
Who wants to be my Smokey?
Advertising. Because they've already got a bear.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm your bandit.
Oh, not Smokey and the Bear. Smokey and the Bandit. That's right. I was thinking of BJ and the Bear. Hey, BJ. You can do all that shit. That's what pays the. That's what brings home the dough. This is the worst music you've ever played during.
I can't
one of
even
the podcasts.
Think. What is that? I can't.
It's the Kinks.
It was also your worst intro ever. That fade between La Bamba and the theme song.
Hey, it's hard to work between YouTube and iTunes.
That was
and
terrible.
My little app.
This is better. So anyway, so Alex is joining us to fill in. This has probably been. In the works for quite some time. I know we've tossed his name around
you
several times.
We're pretty
things.
Sure that he didn't exist.
I'm that not
I
entirely
was
convinced yet.
That every time you turn in direction, I just put on like a wig with hair.
I am, see.
As opposed to a bald wig, a bald
yeah,
cap?
Yeah.
If Eli had a giant mat of hair, you might actually be the same person. I mean, it's uncanny.
Well, you know, we are related.
I don't think I've
somewhere
seen
down
you
the line
this close together. And if you, I bet if you touched, the universe would implode.
That's why there's a bug.
Where? What was the place that we were at where they were like, "Hey, you guys brothers, right?" It's like no,
everywhere.
It's not like
the whorehouse,
right?
You were at the whorehouse, and they were like, "Oh, brother, special."
And we're like,
"Well, there was an ad in the back of the Observer.
It's a special. We're like, oh, Dallas Observer special. You come." Two brother.
We heard about the ad.
Two brother, one girl. You go.
Both of us want to play
is that Lisa Wong's
Smokey.
$45 right now. Both. Yeah. And they charge more for dealing with beards.
Right.
Extra $5.
You want
it's
wax,
bullshit.
You want a wax beard?
Ugh, God.
No, that's a maneuver. That's not a...
Oh, okay.
They're not... No.
I thought they were actually going to...
Wax it?
Rip it, yeah.
No.
You know what you should do is you should have your beard trimmed by those chicks in the mall with the dental floss that spin the hair off of your head with dental floss. Have you seen that?
Was it like cotton candy?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen them do that.
They like put some dental floss in their mouth and like pull it between their fingers and they make like a cat's cradle. And then wherever it twists, they put that on like your eyebrows and like brrr, like they move the twist with like a marionette maneuver between their hands and their face. And then it rips all the hair out of your head or your eyebrows or whatever. Chicks do it.
Chicks do it. Chicks, man.
It'd be the worst thing to ever happen to a beard. So anywho.
Well, no. It depends in what context you mean. Whatever. Worst thing that ever happened
to a beard. Yeah. So starting the show then. Starting off with This Week in Internet. First Internet. This is all quick stuff. We're going to blow through this so quick because we have a fuck ton of questions in the mail sack. Spinal Tap is reforming and doing an unplugged tour.
Mm-hmm. They're coming through town.
But not as Spinal Tap.
No.
It's just themselves.
But I saw an ad where it's like Spinal Tap returns. And I was like, sweet. And then I heard the commercial for it and they're like, the guys from Spinal Tap do
Harry Shearer and Michael McKean and that's Christopher what you want, Guest. Though.
I mean, well, yeah.
It's the same thing with no accents.
Right.
I mean, they're the same people. It's just no accents.
But yeah, they play all the favorites. And I was like, you know, that
and
might
unplugged,
actually be
though,
pretty
that's
cool.
That's going to be weird to hear like Sex Farm unplugged.
They're doing the Stonehenge unplugged. I don't know. They're playing like little snippets. It was like one of those, like, hey, you can now see, you know, your favorites, blah, blah, blah. And they play, like, all these little, like, snippets of just very, I don't know where they're from, but whatever the case is, I was like, eh, you know, it's kind of cool. I checked it out. I think it's at Nokia.
Yes.
Yeah, they're coming to Nokia, and their tour, the link that I've posted here is from Rolling Stone, but they're actually, like, 100% getting back together, which is, I mean, they're, you know, they're doing a full-out U.S. tour. I can't remember the last time they did that. It has to have been a while. But they got back together in like 2000-ish and recorded a song for like that Live 8 festival or whenever that was, 2003, 2004.
The Majesty of Rock, was it?
Something like that.
They had an album. They had an album.
I didn't like that song they did, that one-off. It was kind of weird.
Was it with Bono?
You know.
Is it called Beautiful Day?
I was talking to my wife last night, and they were talking about, like, U2 is always doing some shit. And I said, I can't imagine anything less relevant to my life than U2.
I high-fived the Pope.
They're doing all kinds of fucking, you know, they're saving the world with cheesy pop rock and
They're cleaning the oceans with the oil in it, with the rock. Like, they play on the shore of...
They just dip Bono's hair in the oil slicks.
They
and
jam it on the shore and the oil just rolls back into the ocean.
Yeah.
God damn it. Yeah, and then like these like power waves,
and the dolphins like just start freaking out, and
they just
don't do anything for me. Whatever, we weren't talking about you two. So go see Spinal Tap; they're coming to your town. You'll be better off for it. And if you haven't seen Spinal Tap, this is Spinal Tap the movie. Stop listening and go watch.
I kind of want to see that now. It's been a while.
I need to see that like once a year at least.
So dry.
It's just been a while.
Can you imagine the editing process for that movie? That like they've probably got like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage, all probably just as good as what made it, but they've got to actually come together with something that, you know,
right,
makes a movie somehow.
Who did they? Because they direct?
No, it was Carl Reiner.
Oh, that's right.
He did that, but then all of Christopher Guest's movies are made in the same vein.
Right.
Like he graduated from the Carl Reiner School of Mockumentary Making.
Did you ever see, what was it, the Oscar one where they...
Yeah.
What was that one called?
For Your Consideration.
Yeah, For Your Consideration.
It's not as good as Best in Show.
Not so much.
It was almost
sad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's reflecting a lot of their own careers and their decisions.
Yeah, and I think that's why I kind of...
It's a little depressing.
I found it a little kind of interesting or funny because I was like,
It wasn't the, like, laugh a minute... Like best
no,
in show.
It was like
it was a lot more subtle, and it wasn't. And I think actually, I feel bad because I think they wanted it to be as good as Best in Show. I don't think they were going for subtle. I think they were going for hilarious, and it just wasn't.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it just depends. It kind of reminded me a lot of Steve Zissou, where it's like it's funny, but in a really depressing. Like, oh man, Bill Murray's
but
so
that
sad.
Was actually hilarious.
He's really sad. And at the very end, you know, you're just like, you want to cry for him. Because you're like, God, he's so pathetic.
I've never seen that movie, Broken Flowers, but just looking at the DVD cover, it's like Bill Murray, like, sad face.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a harsh one. It's good. It's great, though.
Is it serious, or is it jokey?
No, it's very serious, but it does have its little gags here and there, because why wouldn't you with Bill Murray?
Yeah, you have to.
But there are some pretty... the end is rough.
He needs prosthesis to have a smile, so, like, he's already looked sad enough.
Yeah, he's...
But, I mean, it's, like, ultra sad.
He went through that streak of just, like, oh, man.
He looks like Droopy.
Life is so sad. And I'm Bill Murray.
Yeah. And that was when he didn't get the Oscar, too, like, right after that. So it was when they made that. So,
yeah.
It was, like, the worst year for him.
He was under suicide watch.
He had an ankle monitor on. So, the next thing. And this is just so you can go look at the picture. some police were called, reports of pet abuse, and found that some dudes, some bros, had made a bong and put a cat inside it. And not like, they didn't hotbox the cat. They made a bong and then built the cat into the bong, into the, like, interior chamber.
How do you build a bong around a living creature?
What it looks like...
They blow the glass?
It looks like four pieces of, like, plexiglass, duct taped, and then there's a garden hose coming out of it, and there's a cat inside it.
That dude needs to go to jail for a really long time.
Deputies discovered the cat trapped in the device after responding to a domestic disturbance call. So, like, maybe they were just having a fight over the cat bong.
Don't bogart the cat bong, bro!
I don't think they knew the cat was in there.
Or they were like...
Officer, it was an accident!
They probably... No. They bought the cat. It was actually in a Ziploc bag, and they bought the cat thinking it was, like, really good shit.
You labeled it cat bong. Dude. No, we didn't even know.
No, for real. This stuff's the best.
You wrote Mr. Whiskers the cat bong on the box. No, bro, we don't even... What?
This shit's alive. No, really, it is.
I'm having a really hard time getting, like,
when
clump of cat
when it touches off of when it touches the aroma, it lifts every time it scrapes. It's
it's so fresh step.
Or at least that's what the guy, like, actually,
that's what they did. They got sold cat litter instead of weed, but a cat came with it.
Or catnip.
Have you ever
like roll catnip?
Do you ever give your cats that shit?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's awesome.
It's like oregano, but it drives them fucking up the wall.
I had the mistake of I bought like a little toy with it in it, and I didn't realize it. And I came home, and the toy was literally ripped open.
No, it gives them demons.
Yeah,
it possesses them. It gives my cat bad trips.
It's kind of like giving a transformer like the juice in the cube.
Yeah,
and then they drink the juice out of the cube, and then it's like they turn into like a rapistic like transformer. I'm gonna rape you, and then you know.
That's the transformer that's a van.
The white van?
Yeah, the white van transformer.
The good times van.
He's like, oh, I'm a rabid. Get in the van.
Get in the van. Hey, you want some candy? It's inside
the van. You just said you were going to rape me. Get in the van.
I meant rap. I'm going to rap out of the back.
I got freestyle with you.
I got these speakers from a guy in another van. A good price.
That would be the worst transformer is the guy, the transformer that pulls up next to you and he's like, I got these speakers.
This guy had
extras. He dropped them off and they fell off a truck and
they're
I caught
them. They're worth like 60, I don't know what you humans are into, 60,000? 60,000.
Are you an alien robot?
No.
No, I've got these speakers. So don't mistakenly buy a cat thinking it's weed. To sum that up, the next thing, equally stupid, is police were in a hostage situation with some douchebag, and then they finally realized that all he had was a Sega Genesis light gun.
Man, that sniper needs to be fired. That sniper's honed in on him.
I don't even know what those things look like.
No one had one.
Did they
Sega,
really ever
Sega
exist?
Was not known for their guns.
Maybe that's why they were confused. They're like... It looks like a Sega gun.
No, Sega didn't have a gun, dude. NES had a gun.
They're like calling in, hey, somebody did you guys at Sega have like a laser gun?
No, they're just calling all their bros and they're like, hey, what games did you have? Sonic, Sonic 2, Sonic and Knuckles, Sonic Spinball. Did you have the gun? Sega didn't have a gun.
I didn't think so.
Are you sure? It's kind of important. It's you gotta really, be. You gotta be 100% sure on that.
He's actually got the crosshairs on the guy's head. The dots right in the middle of his eyes, and he's like, "This is gonna be a really. I need you to check Wikipedia. I really need you, Mom. I need you to check Wikipedia. Go into my box labeled Gary's old Genesis shit. Is there a gun in there?
Did he have any other accessories with him?
Right, he's got a Super Scope 6. He's like, I'll fire this bad boy.
It would have been awesome if he had like a how was that Nintendo thing that the mask that
the
Virtual Boy?
Yeah, he's got a Virtual Boy
has
on
a
top
bomb.
Of that as well.
Yeah,
it's got a bomb attached to his head. If you shoot him in the head, it'll go off. This is a real volatile situation.
It says NES Virtual Boy. Don't shoot me in the head.
So this guy think he was Captain N, and he had it all wrong.
He had the belt buckle. Yeah. He's got the NES pad belt buckle.
I went to elementary school with a kid, and he was the token rich kid, and he had like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so rich that he actually took his NES gun, clipped the cord, because, you know, Captain N
didn't have one.
And he took his Nintendo controller and wrapped it around himself. And
I did that, but without clipping the cord, because then I wouldn't be able to play Duck Hunt. Yeah, I needed that. Thank you. That would be great if he had the Duck Hunt gun and like a cardboard cut out of the dog.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like the hostage situation ends with the dog just like coming up.
Laughing at me.
Actually,
you fucking dog. Shoot you in the face,
they're
dog.
They're just shooting at him all over the place and the screen just keeps flashing. We just can't seem to hit him. He flies a diagonal this way and then he flies diagonal that way. Yeah, Sega didn't have like any games for the light gun. They had their biggest gun game was the oh my god, it came with a big fucking Dirty Harry gun and it was like $90. Big blue Dirty Harry gun and it was called something Cop Face or something.
Like Time Cop or something?
No, it wasn't Time Cop.
You sure?
Or Time Crisis. That was on PlayStation 1.
I don't even know. It wasn't Virtua Cop. They had a Dirty Harry game for Sega. Hey kids, he's got like a big bottle of Jack.
No, that's the what's the mustachioed fellow that does all those Death Wish movies?
Charles Bronson.
That's the better Sega game. He would have been on Bronson. Sega because he couldn't have been on SNES. They were too lightweight.
Yes, Charles Bronson was.
Their blood would have been smoke.
He's a little too powerful for Sega. Sega wouldn't be able to know what to do with that. The strength of
when him. I was a kid, my dad tried to show me. A Death Wish movie. I mean, like six.
That's not healthy.
And I remember just like, what? Why is he killing everybody? That guy didn't even do anything. So there you go. Better song. The song sucks.
No, deal with it.
Dude, they're so low energy tonight.
Oh, that's true, though. Goldblum was the reason for the greatness of Bronson.
Why? What?
Because he was one of
Jeff Goldblum?
He was one of the gang kids that killed and raped his family.
What? In what
yes.
movie?
I don't remember.
In
that.
Death Wish.
Oh, in the original Death Wish?
Yeah, it was Goldblum. He was like 18.
He's like,
he was playing Charles a street
Bronson,
thug.
Use the Mac.
There it is.
Are there going to be guns on your gun killing spree?
What you need to do is you get this droplet of water and then there's imperfections on the.
He holds the hand and he's like, "What you need to do is you get the 45 and then I shoot you right in the hand and then see the blood. It just does it go this way? Does it go that way? You never know.
And there it is.
I'm the fly, and then it just flies away.
Fly away.
I can't do that. So don't take hostages with light guns. That's our lesson. Okay, the last thing in This Week in Internet. I want to share this because this was actually accidental. If you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/hijinxandsue, every once in a while like I'll post the best search term for the day. Someone actually finds my site by searching keyword phrases, and I can see them all. And which is kind of weird. So, yesterday it was Gay Alabama Webcomic, of which I don't think is very representative of my site. So,
are there gays in Alabama? Wait,
They don't tell you.
All
right. Or there wouldn't be.
Like the army. Well, not
anymore,
anyway.
So, I went into Google and I was going to actually look for one of my old comics because I was trying to figure out if I'd already used a title. And I felt like I had. So I Googled, I type in Hi Jinx in Sue. And I have the Google auto suggestion thing turned on. And so it suggests based on what people have already searched, right? Here are the top searches in all of Google if someone were to type Hi Jinx and Sue. And this is what Google suggests. Number one, Hi Jinx and Sue comic. That's pretty good. Hi Jinx ensues with an S. That's inaccurate. Number three, Hi Jinx and Sue heroes. It's apparently the various heroes comics I've done. Okay, number four, Hi Jinx and Sue vault password, which means people are searching for the password online to get into the secret vault.
That's my fault.
This is the eye opener though. Number five, Hi Jinx and Sue Denise.
Ooh, aha!
Oh no!
Yeah.
What did I say to you last
week?
That's
true. With the Pokemon and the...
Yeah, she's in dangerous territory. She is a lone pair of boobs in a sea of graspy men on the internet.
Raspy men?
Graspy.
Riding bears.
grabby men.
Raspy. Grabby.
Yeah, so...
I found Hi Jinx comic. Comics.
That's just funny, though. That would be number five.
It's yeah.
Like, maybe there's naked pictures of Denise. Why would there be? What the fuck? That's so bizarre.
I think you would. I would imagine more like Josh associated with the Google search.
Josh, like Hi Jinx and Sue, Josh Cock.
Right.
And then they're likely to score with that one. I mean, I can't imagine to be disappointed.
I almost accidentally wrote Hi Junk instead of Jinx, so that could be a.
Hi Josh. Cock and Balls.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not how you spell it. With cock and balls in it. That's not even how it's spelled.
I wonder what comes up with Hi Junk.
Well. Going through the list right now. Oddly enough.
Junk and Sues.
Twilight cartoon comes up pretty often. That sucks. Tom Cruise comic comes up. Dollhouse Sucks. It's a big one right now. That's unfortunate. And to this day, not a single day goes by that I don't get search results for Two Girls, One Cup. People are still looking for that. This is the best one today. Oh my God, Laser Dinosaur. Someone searched that and found my site.
Huh.
So, okay, anyway. Moving on. TV. So I realized we've got 3 hours of Battlestar left.
Correct.
Next episode, and then a 2-hour finale. I guess it's split in half. Or no, it's a 3-hour finale split into one and then two, I think.
Anywho, so the finale starts next week?
No. Next week is an episode.
Well,
and
there's three
then...
episodes left. So is the last episode going to be 2 hours?
Ooh.
That's what I think. There's three episodes, 4 hours, is what I believe I read.
That makes me feel so much better after last week.
The final... Well, dude, okay, we'll get to this in just a second, but the final episode, turns out it's the Friday night of Webcomics Weekend.
Yeah. So bad for you.
I don't...
You're going to hear about it. Someone's going to come into the comic book convention, like the warehouse, and just bust open the doors and go,
Snape killed Dumbledore!
Starbucks is Cylon! Blah!
Let me give you a puppet show of what the last episode was.
Yeah. He's got all these marionettes.
And then he
made
said,
up.
And then he said, you know, I'm actually.
I'm
going to
make a shirt just for the show that says, don't spoil BSG for me. But see, no one there is going to be watching it either. People that show up Saturday are going to know, I'm sure.
Sure.
How can you go to a webcomics convention and not there be like a big screen to watch?
Well, there's
going to
be other shit going on. I doubt very seriously everyone's going to stop and watch Battlestar.
I would imagine everyone's going to stop and watch Battlestar. I'm going to go ahead and put money down.
There's not a place on Friday night. Mm. It doesn't really start until Saturday. Friday night is just an impromptu be there.
Someone's got to be organizing.
Yeah, then no one's...
Someone's hotel room.
Here's what I'll do. I'll iChat to my wife and have her point her webcam at the TV. And I'll watch it. I did that with Josh one time when I did the first Superman 2 comic. And I needed a reference photo. And I didn't realize I didn't have the DVD. So I had Josh turn his eyesight at his TV while he played the DVD for me. And I was like, this is the worst piracy anyone's ever done.
Totally works, though.
It's like absolutely horrible. Quality-wise, I don't care about the legal ramifications. But okay, so Battlestar, almost done. After last week, it's obvious, it's been obvious for some time, but it's obvious that Starbuck is something. She knows the song, she knows that guy was definitely
technically
her dad.
She didn't know the song, the kid did.
Her dad, you mean?
Well, yeah, I guess her dad, but the kid.
She's the kid.
She's the kid.
That was her memory.
That's her.
That handed her the sheet with the little note?
No. Oh, well, no, she's a Cylon, but we know she's a Cylon. Right. All Cylons know all along the Watchtower. Yeah. Right?
They were all somehow connected with
hardwired
Jimi Hendrix.
Or
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, actually. But
well, it was
whatever.
More of the Hendrix version.
I think it was more of the space version.
Oh, okay. Actually, they also wrote the end differently, and that's the piece they keep playing. It's not actually anything to do with the actual song.
Sure.
I think they want us to forget that it was that song and more think of it as
they're
like,
regretting that decision.
Cylon music. Get the roll going. What the fuck?
That song's so expensive, it's costing us every time.
That might have
is
something
that
a, to do with
is
it.
Is that supposed to be Adama? He's like... Also,
he
these royalties are killing
no,
me.
No, when they have like meetings about how what the next episode's going to be, he shows up as Adama and just sits at the end of the table.
Chief,
better not make me end in a.
My name's David. Chief, I need to know what songs we're going to have to clear.
Somebody get me some scotch.
Somebody get him out of here.
What you have to do.
He's drunk.
Not without my men.
So, they're like, we're not even doing the table read yet. Eddie, go back to your trailer.
Not without my scotch. Frack.
Go.
You know,
go.
The more and more I love Olmos, but I just can't help but think back to his other greatness, which is American Me, which he wrote and directed and starred in. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Is this your fucking calculus movie that you're always
no,
about?
No.
That's Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, that's a lesser known,
he's
but it's still great.
Anything.
That was the first time I ever saw him.
Look, he had a bit part in Blade Runner, and then he was on Battlestar.
Yeah, he played an Asian.
Right. His name was literally like Ching Chong.
Yeah. It was truly racist.
And Edward James Olmos as Ching Chong Ching. He's like, Hustle. Edward James Olmos.
I have to go now and make delivery.
Making origami out of trash.
Yeah. And by that, I mean use the restroom. Where's toilet, please? Make
what are
delivery.
You talking about? Yes, yeah, so I'd actually really not known much of him at all until
the Hispanic community has. We have a statue
He's
of him.
A god.
Like, you have a statue of Jesus, and then, like, standing next to him.
A little bit larger.
With nails and a hammer is, like, almost like in a little bronzed version.
But a little bit bigger than the Jesus statue.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
A little bit brighter.
He was already wearing an admiral's outfit even back then.
Ilivorio, get outside and polish the Olmos.
For the Olmos.
Papa! Yay!
It's like in the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit.
And Edward James.
And Edward James Olmos.
Everyone keeps shouting that I need to move closer to this thing. Lest they forget this is Josh's mic.
They also,
maybe that's why.
That thing has been so deep-throated.
But, yeah.
It'll sound fine on the actual podcast.
Why are there pieces missing?
That mic, there's clown nose, is from high school for me. So there's lots of stuff missing off of that. So anyway.
Suck it almost.
My theory, if you haven't seen Battlestar, spoilers. If you're not caught up, spoilers. Spoilers. Mute for 5 minutes. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
So our 13th Cylon is Daniel. Daniel is either Starbuck's dad or Starbuck.
I think it's her dad. It is. It's got to be. He's the one that Cabal killed.
He was
the artist. He was the artsy
one.
Did
you see when she pulled up his record what his first name was? It was like...
It was like a derivative. Yeah, it was like Yiddish for like Daniel.
Yiddish for the Jewish name Daniel.
Yeah.
The biblical name Daniel. It's like Schwartz, but more Jewy.
Right. May the Schwartz be with
you. So yeah, he's got to be her dad or something.
Which makes me wonder, how did he end up with her old crotchety, like, wench of a mother?
Kara,
you know?
I always said you were a bitch and you are worthless. Even when you were a little girl.
She's like smoking through her neck hole.
Yeah.
You said, "Mommy, look, I can read." And I said, "So fucking what? So can I."
Now go get me a pack of Coles.
Fuck you.
Yeah, so,
well, she's only...
She's in her mid-20s.
So she's like a... She's a half-breed?
She's a clone.
No, she is the first...
No, she's a clone of herself. That's what I think.
Oh, you mean the second her. One, the second one. Yeah.
Because they knew that that she was or maybe
Cavill would have. No one else would.
Yeah, he knew. So he sure go bust open her ovaries and take some, you know.
Well, yeah, they never revealed why they took her eggs or one of her ovaries or whatever they took. So
this
yeah.
is why.
Come on.
It's got to be.
They were going to make a theme park. Like Jurassic Park.
And somehow they downloaded her cuz she obviously has all of her memories.
You're breeding Thraces.
But it's already been revealed that the original Cylons figured out how to move their minds out, mind transference.
Well, yeah, but they just use resurrection technology on her. I get that. So the weird thing for me was the sort of revelation, and I guess it helps to make it not so complicated, that this has all basically been Cavill's shenanigans.
It's great.
The whole show
it's great.
Is basically Cavill's little tantrum.
The whole reason for Ellen showing up was just...
Not even that. The whole reason for the apocalypse.
That too.
Was him just being a little Nancy boy. Just bitching and moaning about mommy. Mommy doesn't love me. And then he fucks his mom. That's so weird.
So little.
Hey, come on. That's, yeah. That's, yeah.
Edible.
Edible?
Edible.
Oh.
He said and edible.
Oh.
Eventually.
Whatever.
I was just thinking back to Ellen's non-cleavage that we discussed last week.
No,
her dimpled stretch just to the fullest extent of Cylon flesh capacity, boob area, and how it may resemble Cylon's taint. What's his name? The EXO.
Stop tearing the ship apart!
What's his name?
One-eyed
Colonel
Ty. God damn it!
I couldn't get around the vision. That
yeah,
you put
the balls made me stupid. Like I was just thinking about it for so long that I lost all cognitive ability. But
it's in the vision.
Well, my balls are hanging on my pants legs. Bow.
Speaking of going dumb, do you think that the president is dead now?
Yeah.
Do you think she died?
Oh, you think she died right just then?
Either she died right then or when we, you know, the first 30 seconds of...
Something has to explain why she's having visions with Cylon babies.
That's true.
And, okay, I get it. The whole Pythia prophecy maybe was bullshit. Then why was all of it right? What is wrong with these people? This is something that I actually enjoy about the show is they allow their characters to be kind of stupid. Because people aren't as aware of their own actions as observers are, and they aren't all getting together and discussing this shit like we are. So I would understand if their information is not up to date as mine.
Aren't they, though? You're talking about the characters in their universe.
Yeah.
They are. They're like gathering up in the bar, and they're like, "God damn it, this sucks." Okay, so...
They're not all telling each other what they all know. Only the Cylons are right now.
That's true.
Kara knows shit nobody else knows and sees weird shit that nobody else sees, and... Not everyone knows about Laura's visions.
Well, that's because all the other people don't give a shit. They just want a place to land.
Right. They just want
a home, man.
But.
Take me home.
But. Like there's a border fence in the back of Galactica.
Yeah.
And all the Taurons are like, "They found a weak link."
And they're, yeah.
Put these magazines on your arms and jump. It's barbed wire. They'll protect you.
Fly like a bird.
Throw a rope. Throw a blanket over the barbed wire and jump. You've made it.
And then the guard's
there's
like,
a moat
there's
for
like,
some
there's
reason.
There's a guard saying, "I can totally see you." There's
yeah, this
no
is
brush.
We're 4 feet away from you. Get back in your cell.
I'm just waiting to save ammo. I'm gonna wait till you get up here.
So
crack your neck.
So, I think it would be a shame if Laura was already dead because there really hasn't been. There's just been a slow. Dialing down of her character for the past 3 or 4 episodes of just like, "I'm not even here anymore. I don't fucking care anymore. It's over."
Remember, she's got that baby's blood in her, too.
They make it seem like not now, because why didn't she do it again? That's the other thing I was thinking is like, okay, maybe she doesn't want to, but she's obviously a metaphor for the ship. The ship is falling apart, and Cylon technology will save it.
And Adama is going to fuck the ship.
And Adama is going to fuck the tailpipe of the Galactica. He's going to go get in his old Raptor and just ram it in the back.
He's
going to clang, clang, clang,
try to do the old,
so that's
banana.
Why his handle's Husker.
That's right.
The old girl.
I got what... Girl, there's nothing else we can do! The ship's falling apart! I know what the old girl needs. Same thing the president needs.
Needs a good docking. I'm going to go dock my ship
over
into the bay.
Over and over and over.
The bay's kind of wide and... It's falling apart.
He's just running through the hangar like, I'm fucking you. It's like,
wow.
It's like throwing a Mexican down a hallway.
What?
You know, like throwing a hot dog
down.
No,
what does
hallway.
That mean?
What?
What?
You never heard anyone say that?
What does that mean?
It's referring to like a trunked out vagina. Saying it's like throwing a,
oh, like
hot,
a hot dog
down a hallway.
Gotcha. Mexican hot dog. Chorizo down the
chorizo.
Hallway.
It's like throwing chorizo down the hallway.
I should have translated.
Yeah, we're both confused. What?
Look,
what?
I'm at a disadvantage here.
Can they say the hot dog?
I'm at a... You go to a completely different accent at the end. You don't even know Spanish, any Latino accent,
at
all.
No, that's... When you go to...
Eli's like, check it out, guys. I'm a Mexican. What a guy.
Ho, 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 ho. Baguette. I mean, baguette. Ho, ho, s'il vous plaît.
Dude, that's like at any taqueria that you go to where they speak like... Spanish, and they're like, yeah, it's Coca-Cola, like, or hot dog.
Yeah, but not with like an Asian accent.
Oh, whatever.
Like you do. You're like throwing some Russian.
That's
because
I'm trying to get that part in the next Blade Runner remake.
Oh.
They're like, see, I can cover Asian. You need
the
me to cover
lines.
That? I can be Ching Chong.
The four lines. You know there's like 9 really good Asian actors lined up, and they're like, this is the guy. The Mexican, this is the guy to play Private Ching Chong.
I'll be doing calculus in the green room waiting for my turn.
Up. Dude, even back then, his face holes were like more pronounced because he was skinnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fat is filling in the gaps, if you will.
It's like, it's like spackle.
Yes, you said it.
It's Mexi spackle. Face spackle.
You can't say cock and face spackle in the same phrase.
Hey.
Unless Josh is here.
Maybe he's had collagen.
What can you do to fill in these holes?
I've got some grout paste.
The chief just gave him that organic goo.
Can you just spread some of that shit on my face, chief? Do what you gotta do to save my face.
The old face.
Save the old face, chief. Wait until you see my back.
And every shot of it is him looking in the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah. Just staring at his face, peeling it apart. Like.
And chief, you will see my back. He will not be the same face.
He's like, Admiral, I don't know how to say this, but your face cannot survive another jump. It's coming apart at the seams.
He busts out the black light. Look.
Oh, God. Oh, it's like fucking Christmas. Lit up. You've got to have some of this Cylon baby batter on your face.
Okay, so what if, going back to the ship, if you don't mind.
It's gonna have a sentience.
What if they transfer the president into the ship? That way they can throw the Mexican down the hall and it'll all come full circle.
Yeah.
And the show will just be the end.
They all lived happily. Yeah. No. No. No, they didn't. It was terrible. What they went through was terrible. And then they all died. The only way the show can end and not be sad is if they flash forward 50 years and people have been interbreeding with Cylons. And there's... Plus, the colony... No one knows about the colony. Somewhere there's Cylons living on a planet somewhere.
Sure.
So there's a habitable planet somewhere. And the humans are going to have to go dilute their gene pool with human babies. And then it'll all start over. And in 100,000 years, we'll all forget and do it all over again.
Right. It's probably on Uranus.
Speaking of.
Wow.
We're not going to play this because it's really long. It's really bad. But you know the dickhole that played Apollo, who is Tom Zarek, that traitorous motherfucker who never got an updated haircut. Same haircut he had in the original show when he played Apollo. He alone was trying to resurrect Battlestar for decades.
Oh, yeah.
Before it came out.
Because he desperately needed a haircut.
Yeah, yes. I can't even afford a haircut. I need this part. So I don't know if he financed it himself or what, but they made like a 4-minute trailer.
Yeah.
for a really, really bad show called Battlestar The Second Coming. And it's all about him. It's like 100%. He's
Tim getting a haircut?
Yeah. He's at the barbershop the entire time. He's like, let me tell you about these Cylons. They're no good. My daughter wants to date one.
What?
I don't let him in my house. He's, I don't know.
Is this a Jewish barbershop?
Yeah, he's an old guy at a Jewish barbershop.
I think you got your stereotypes.
Yeah, I don't know. But
there's another. Ha-ha.
You need to watch. Eddie Murphy's in there playing old Jewish guys in that barbershop. And Ice-T works. Ice Cube works.
You
there.
Ain't never met no Martin Luther the King.
That's whatever, dude.
Hey, it's Kunta Kunta. It's Kunta Kinte.
So.
Butterfly in the sky. Oh, sorry.
I suggest you all watch that just for sadness. The weird thing is the CG's not that bad. And it's from 1999.
Well, neither was the effect. Neither were the effects from the original show.
Well, yeah, but this is way after. But I'm saying, like, I don't know who financed this. If this was, like... But the effects are okay.
Probably they're, Universal.
I think he pulled a lot of favors.
Yeah.
Like, you know, party favors. Whee! You know?
They, the thing is, though, it was him trying to sell it personally. Like, he was saying, I've got this show, I want to sell it. No one bought it, so I wonder who paid for it. But anyway, there's the standard, like, overly buff 90s guy with a ponytail playing his son.
Lorenzo Lamas.
And he's like, my son's going to make one hell of a Cylon killer. And they're like, yeah, here's your buff, super ponytailed son. And he's like, hello, Dad. Let's go. And their mission is to find the old Starbuck, which is also funny. So watch that. It's terrible. I'm so glad. You realize if that had gotten made, this show never would have gotten made. Because they would have been like, oh, no. No. No, no. No more Battlestar, please. They're also apparently adapting the old one into a movie.
Really?
There's a rumor that they're optioning, some studio has optioned a movie based on the original series, completely forgetting this one.
Mm.
And that's destined to be sad. So moving on.
Yeah, I'm kind of watching some of it. It's, that guy looks like,
it has more lizard people.
That dude looks like Serpentor from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, they've got some lizard people. And the Cylons look exactly the same as the 70s ones. And they're all vocoded.
Well, yeah, why would you want to change
They all sound like a Kanye West song. They all sound like California Love, Dr. Dre and Tupac.
California Cylon. And the Cylons. Bro, it's like, all they have is like the cast of people, and it's like Cylon played by, and it's like, I don't know, mixed by Draft Punk. And
whatever, dude.
What?
I don't know where you're going with that. Did anybody else watch Jimmy Fallon's show? New show? Taking over for Conan?
I saw the second episode, and it was like watching a dog take a diarrhea crap.
Really?
It's bad.
I saw a clip of where he's talking to Tina Fey. I don't know which episode it was.
The second episode.
I saw a clip online, and there were a bunch of little comments, and someone put it really good. They said, oh, okay, great. It's Jimmy Fallon, you know, acting like a nervous little kid, giggling all the time, very, very nervous, not really comfortable in his own skin in front of a camera, just like he was in SNL. So,
except this time I think it's genuine. I think he's actually scared. I watched the first episode only. I don't have any. I just wanted to see what they were going to do, you know? The ratings, of course, were fantastic.
Sure.
Because people will watch anything that's on when they're trying to go to bed. But
we'll watch anything new for the first time.
Well, I think everyone wanted to see just how is this going to be.
For me, it was just morbid curiosity. You know?
Well, but you know, as much as I mean, I'm not one of them, but I think he has a big following because, you know, he was like, he reaches to that dumb America.
He
that's
had the
like,
youngest audience I've ever seen on a late night show.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he reaches
100% of his audience. He reaches like 18 to 30.
He reaches that audience because they're like, hey, it's Jimmy Fallon and he's young and he's cool and he's got a great haircut and blah blah blah. And but like there's a huge stupid part of America that's like, hey, it's Jimmy Fallon. He's young and good looking and got
that's
a nice
same,
haircut.
That's the same explanation.
I'm going to watch that. And no, I'm saying the audience and like the in-house audience. Okay. And in America, that's going to be like, I can relate to that guy. I'm going to watch that.
It was very lowest common denominator humor. It was very baseline humor. Like they had a whole, like, I swear to God, it was 8 minutes where they had people licking like lawnmowers for money. And I'm like, okay, that's not even shocking or funny. nothing about that's entertaining. But okay, so my thought after seeing it was his first show, even if it's his first 3 months, I mean, that's a hard gig. That's a tough gig.
Well, he's, I mean, come on. It's like, okay, who, you know, filling in, or not filling in, but taking up after Conan, who was on there for what, 13,000 years?
Do you remember Conan's 16? First season? It was a lot like it, that.
Yeah, people have been saying that too. It's like Conan's first season was shit.
But it wasn't, wasn't shit. It just wasn't defined. Like, he was a nervous, first of all, he had never worked in TV before.
Right.
Never.
Writer.
I mean, he had no business doing that job, and for some reason he soared at it. But that first couple of seasons, his guests were, first of all, they're trying to give Jimmy Fallon a leg up with decent guests.
De Niro.
And Conan comes in at the beginning of the first episode. It was actually the only funny part of the show was in the intro. Conan's cleaning out his old dressing room, and Jimmy Fallon's like, oh, Conan, you're here. Yeah, I'm just cleaning out some stuff. I'm getting ready to move to L.A. Well, I'm about to start my first show. Do you want to watch it? Maybe give me some... I need to get to this stuff. He's like putting his old mug in a box like over and over, and he's like, it's really important stuff. Oh, okay. So who are your guests, you know, for your first week? Oh, my God. De Niro, Justin Timberlake, Tina Fey. And he's like, who are your guests for next week? And he's like...
Richard Hatch,
yeah,
from Survivor. Richard, like
he's no, he said somebody from Survivor season one.
Yeah, that guy Richard, whatever. And the he fuck
said,
his name is.
He said, "Is it always going to be like that, Conan?" He goes, "Yes, yes, it is." That was the only funny part.
Yeah, that pretty much was. I saw that little clip, and then the rest of it was
Timberlake was funny.
Absolutely garbage.
Timberlake's
like,
always funny.
Like I've said, yeah, but I hate he that he's such funny. A good entertainer. I hate that he's such a good entertainer.
I know.
Music's crap.
I'm ashamed that I actually enjoy watching
he's
him on
so
SNL.
Funny.
Yeah,
every
they
time
sang
he's
the Barry
oh, awesome.
Guitop Show theme song, which was fantastic just to see it. And Jimmy Fallon, he needs to get his interview stride down, but he was trying to talk to Timberlake like they were like taking hits off a bong or something. Like he's like, and they remember that one time we were backstage at SNL and we were just like joking around, and then we were singing, and you know, and then eventually we made up that sketch about the Very Good
and
show.
Nobody knows what's
yeah,
going
and
on.
Like and everyone's just kind of like
it's like the Chris Farley show from SNL,
which was hilarious. If they could, oh, he's dead.
God, that's right. Second,
he should have. Oh.
Like when Paul McCartney's on, he's like, do you remember? When you said with the Beatles, the love you take is equal to the love that you make.
Yes,
yes, I do.
That was fucking awesome. Like,
is that true?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. He's got Schwarzenegger. You were in both Terminators. When you said I'll be back, and the second Terminator, you said I'll be back.
Yes.
That was awesome. I love that.
God.
It wasn't that good. And De Niro didn't say shit to him.
De Niro either. Was like the worst guest they could have booked. Mm-mm.
Like you could tell they wanted to have a bit about him not answering questions very well, but
well,
it went too far.
He did the well. He has like a really pretty decent De Niro like impersonation.
Yeah, okay. It's more he does more of the face than he does the voice,
right? But I think that's part of the reason why they got him on there. And I bet you,
I think they got him on there because he lived down the street. And they were like, De Niro, seriously?
They must have paid a pretty
They needed to get
show.
Somebody who, you know, had more pull than Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
it's
so.
The Robert De Niro Show starring Jimmy Fallon for one episode.
Man, that second episode was really
And then, like,
really
by
bad.
Episode six, they've got, like, fucking Jenna Elfman or somebody. He's like,
seriously,
oh.
I don't think he'll go 6 months.
No way, dude.
He'll go 6 months. They'll pull him.
Bullshit. No way. This kind of shit goes on and on.
They will hire, like, all kinds of writers.
I bet his first contract, I would not be surprised if he already had a multi-year contract. They invest a lot of money in these late-night shows.
But they did the same thing on, like, and they fail. Some of them fail. I mean, granted.
Carson Daly is still on the air. Yeah. Have you ever seen Carson Daly's show?
No.
It's like it's like talking to a salesman at The Gap. About slacks. It's Man, that interesting.
I don't even shop at The Gap.
It's that interesting. It's He's bad. That much of a tool.
Well, because there was also like, yeah, I know they put a lot of money into that, but they had a lot of money in the Chevy Chase show, and that didn't
Those
work.
Those are daytime shows.
No, that was a nighttime show.
But that was on Fox, and we all know about
well,
Fox.
Well, I guess it's true, because they also had Arsenio Hall, and that failed. They had the Magic Johnson
show. Whoa.
Arsenio Hall was on for like 8 years.
That was the show.
But
for
it's still
like
not
the
on
90s.
Now. You would think that it would still be on.
No, I wouldn't.
Because
his whole shtick was built around woo-woos and high haircuts.
When all that style went out the door, so did he, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he didn't have anything else.
But
except for a brief cameo on one episode of Arrested Development holding a cheese platter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So weird.
No, the Chevy Chase show was a nighttime show, and
I don't remember it being
Magic
Johnson, it was a midday show.
It was early.
Okay, Magic Johnson was like, "Hello, this is Magic Johnson. Today my guests are..."
Let's shoot some hoops.
That's a funny story, Robert De Niro. That is like when I played basketball.
You remember that one time when I was like 10 points down on the Celtics and I took it to the hole? It was a lot like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to commercial.
Commercial. Yeah, our sponsor is Motor Oil.
NBA basketball.
Whatever.
But yeah, that was a nighttime show.
Dude,
also.
But Late Failed. Night. Late Night has been on for 25 years, 30 years, 40 years.
That's not the Late Night, Late Night. I mean, you're talking about...
He took over Late Night, which was taken over from David Letterman when Letterman was still on NBC. That show has been on since the 80s.
Man, that just reminds... I just want to go, like, have you ever seen...
And they're not going to say, okay, Jimmy Fallon, you didn't do a very good Late Night. Now we've got somebody else a year later. I don't think so.
They'll hold his hand.
That's going to be my guess, is just he goes 6 months.
I bet he's on that show 10 years minimum. We'll meet back here 10 years from tonight.
When we're getting paid and doing this show.
No.
Yeah. Here? We'll do that. That reminds me, I want to see that. There was that movie about the nighttime, the Leno, Letterman, and Johnny Carson. It was an HBO-made movie.
I never heard of it.
It's actually really good. It's.
It was just about Leno and Letterman. It was when...
Wasn't it called like the Night Shift or...
Oh,
it was about how
Letterman was supposed to take over. Yeah.
And then NBC fucked him over, and then Letterman was like, fuck you. And it's a movie about that. And
the Night Shaft.
Yeah, actually.
It's called The Night Shaft.
He got screwed.
I forgot what it is. The only thing that sucks about it is they got like actors, and then they gave them the makeup to look like that.
Prosthetic chins and teeth and shit.
But it was good. Kind of, a lot like, what was it? Is it Pirates of the Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
where
that
movie. Bender plays Steve Ballmer.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a lot like that in it's a lot like that kind of movie where they didn't necessarily have to like make them.
But Noah Wiley actually looks like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he kind of does though. But yeah,
Michael Hall, on the other hand, he did a good job.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm just trying to remember the that movie. In any case, I remember watching it, and it was good. Like. Because it's just cool always knowing the little secrets of, like, man, like, a lot of fucked up shit went on when they were, like, you know, he's, like, Letterman's all, like, ready to move into the spot. And they're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to give it to this, like, basically no name. I mean, he was a stand-up.
He did was they did some transitional hosting with Leno, like, during the months prior to the switch or whatever. But... Letterman was basically assured the gig.
Yeah.
So.
That movie also showed that Letterman was a huge ass, too, apparently.
Yeah, and that he was, like, a pretty cocky fuck. I think it's called The Late Shift. I think that's what IMDb is pulling it up as.
All right, well, moving on from Late Show shenanigans. So, I don't recommend Jimmy Fallon. Maybe pick it up in 5 years.
No, please don't. Don't anybody watch that. Don't anybody support that ass.
What do you have against him?
I hate him. He's not funny.
He was funny on SNL.
No, he wasn't.
He had funny writing on SNL.
He had one, like, he was funny on Weekend Update.
Well, that was in his
occasional
his deal.
But that didn't make him really
funny.
The
Boston Kids, that was a funny
when
sketch.
When Tina Fey left, he ceased to be funny.
That's because Tina Fey was writing all the jokes.
Exactly.
Well, that's when the show ceased being funny.
Right, so but...
that's a different issue altogether.
That was his only bit. And they had the Boston Kid things as all right. And then everything else was just him giggling with Horatio Sands.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he sucked. He was useless.
Yeah, kind of.
He was the cute guy.
That's what I'm saying. He hit that demographic of people that I hate. Wow.
All right, moving on. Movies time. Alex went to a sneak preview, 2 days ago of The Watchmen?
Monday night.
How'd you do that? Is your job? Your connections?
Partly so, yes.
So, with zero spoilers of any kind, what was your impression?
Better luck next time.
And there you go.
Are you serious?
Okay.
How big of a fan were you though before? Because this definitely weighs in on your judgment of the movie.
Pretty good. Pretty I mean, massive. I'm not like holding it like the Bible or anything like some people I know do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to say. And maybe I have one phrase to kind of sum it up because I've been talking about this all week with people, been asking the same question. So maybe a little warning, kind of a possible spoiler, but alert. But if you've read the graphic novel,
okay,
and love it, and had in your pocket this wish, oh my god, I hope they make a movie out of this and make it totally badass, et cetera, et cetera. Don't go see the movie. If you've never read the graphic novel, it's a badass movie.
That's what I figured the final verdict will be on this. And this is actually why for a year now I have had the graphic novel and not read it. Because the moment I didn't grow up on Watchmen, I grew up on just Marvel only. Spider-Man, almost exclusively Spider-Man, X-Men, pretty much that's it. I didn't even know, and I was too young for The Watchmen, honestly. By the time I heard about it, maybe a few years ago, I really didn't know what it was all about. Then all the Frank Miller movies start getting made, and then they start announcing this stuff. And the more I learn about how 12 issues, a single run comic book, like changed the face of comics forever, the less I wanted to be tainted by that before I saw the movie. So I made a conscious decision to see the movie, then read the comic, so I can at least remember enjoying the movie, maybe, and then say, oh god, they did it all wrong later.
That's the thing. It's like, I wish I had the ability to erase my mind, go see the movie, and then read the book again for the first time, because then it would be like, that was a badass movie, and then, oh crap, this graphic novel's even
errors
better.
Or stylistic changes?
Stylistically, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, there about 90% of the movie is taken directly from the panels.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Kind of like 300.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. People are asking, well, you know, but Zack Snyder directed 300. He was directing... 300 was great, but at the same time, 300 wasn't exactly...
300's super straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
There's subtlety.
Exactly. With Watchmen, I mean, gosh, some of the stuff that makes Watchmen so great is missing from the movie.
Plot points or just character development or all of that? I mean...
It's very frustrating. Robert Wolanski, music reviewer for us and other papers, I mean, I was with him there with my wife at the screening, and when we got out, he was just, he literally grew up on it, and to him, it's the Bible, and what he said was, it's so frustrating, because never before has he been in a movie where he wished it was longer and shorter, if that makes any sense. And I was like,
The DVD is almost an extra hour. DVD is 3.5 hours.
This is why... A long while back when we found out about this movie and whatnot, I was like, I wish HBO had grabbed a hold of this and made it a mini series. Because
they were supposed to, apparently.
Yeah, well, they had it for a while.
Well, I just read an article in Wired, and this month's Wired, about the making of The Watchmen, the movie, and how it's been in some stage of production in Hollywood for almost 20 years, and... The various times it's changed hands, Terry Gilliam was set to direct, and Alan Moore told him not to. Said, you don't want to do this. This movie doesn't need to be made. That was the overwhelming theme that I've heard so far is, okay, great movie. There was no reason to make it.
Speaking of Alan Moore.
You just shouldn't have.
I've been wondering, looking at the posters and all the collateral pieces, I've been wondering, how come Alan Moore's name isn't on here?
He did that on purpose.
Now I know why.
He refused to be a part of it.
There's an article in Wizard magazine.
He's a crotchety old bag, though. He's done that on multiple movies.
He's very, very English.
Didn't he do that on V, too?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But yeah, he, in Wizard magazine, he specifically was talking about how he was not really big on any of this, and I don't even know why I'm doing this interview. Like, fuck.
It's frustrating from a creative standpoint for someone to say a movie is not the eventual result of a beloved geek franchise. But it is from a money-making standpoint. But from a creative standpoint, Hollywood isn't content to let a comic stand alone as a fantastic comic. It's like it's not done until there's a movie.
This is the same reason why I was told that The Preacher, which is another long graphic novel series, I heard that HBO may pick it up as a miniseries. I was like, please, for once, like, it's not as good as Watchmen, and it's not like not groundbreaking or any of that, but it's a great, you know, story about a preacher that goes around and hunts vampires and whatnot. But it's very graphic, and it's very, like, adult-themed in the sense of, like, it's not... It's very much like Watchmen in that sense. And I was like, I wish HBO would grab that and make it 12 episodes. Even if they're an hour long, I don't give a fuck. It's a little miniseries or whatever. Because HBO or Showtime, they know how to do that kind of shit. They understand we have to get this proper attention and yada, yada, yada. Which I was worried about that for this movie. It was like, that's a big-ass book, man. I mean, the thing is, people don't give it credit because they're like, hey, it's a comic book.
And that's why it's so frustrating, because it is. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yeah, they did add some more stuff in there to kind of juice it up. Negligible. But if they would have had the opportunity...
Like they said in Wired that they put like turret guns on the owl ship or something.
Yeah, there are little things here and there. It's like, yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind that. It's not, you know, totally destroying the canon at all. But it's like, oh, it's so close. It's like they were so authentic, yet the things they did change...
Could they have made a movie that would have satisfied you, though?
HBO series.
If it was 9 hours long, do you think you would have...
A movie or a series?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like...
I think they could have. I like what's written on the Observer at DallasObserver.com.
Oh yeah,
Hoberman. The way it's written, it's like Zack Snyder didn't ruin the graphic novel's adaptation,
but he didn't get it either.
That's a great way to describe it. I haven't seen it, and I'm gonna go in to try to flush out everything that I've ever read.
I'm actually really fortunate that I haven't read it yet.
You're going to think it's cool as shit.
I think I'll be able to get to enjoy both.
Yeah. I think from my standpoint, I'm pretty good at being able to just flush that away and go like, I don't care. I'm not paying attention to that. I'm just going to watch the movie. I mean, I had to do that. You kind of have to do that with certain things. I mean, certain movies. Kind of did that with 300 or whatever, but I was like, whatever. I mean, it's pretty...
300
pretty straightforward,
like right on.
Any,
it's like reading a comic.
What I'm saying is going into it, I didn't know what they were going to do with it, so I just ignored it.
It's the same thing as when they made the Hitchhiker's Guide movie again. The first time I heard about it and who was attached to it, I said, that's
a good example.
I was like, I cannot wait. And then I'm like, okay, wait. The BBC series from like 1988 was way better than this movie.
But see, I enjoyed that movie because I did the exact same thing in that standpoint. And it's like, I just was like, fuck it. I'm just going to try to forget
and
everything.
And you can still enjoy that movie.
And I enjoy that
even
movie.
Even though it's different.
But you have to not...
See, I get this now. I think you can only enjoy that movie if you have no idea the source that it comes from.
Yeah.
Because you're just going, what? Like, this is okay, but the book was so much better.
And you know
like,
what? In The Watchmen, there are a few things that are kind of... I wouldn't say major, but pretty memorable in the book that they did change to kind of make things more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, hey, I can dig that. That's pretty cool. Believe it or not. But other people who are like, you know, the canon, this is, no, you don't mess
they
with
said,
this.
In Wired, they said Zack Snyder was the one that insisted on bringing it back to the Cold War because the story didn't make any sense in the modern day. But that's when they wanted to modernize it.
Yeah.
And it cost them in the neighborhood of $20 million. Just to bring it back into the 80s, because there was that much more work that had to go into.
And they did a great job
backdating everything. But
that much they did.
Have you seen what Manhattan looks like when they're filming him, when they're filming Billy Crudup?
Oh, yeah. He looks like, he kind of looks like what Josh did in the comic.
Sort of.
With the bits and pieces of...
He's got a suit,
yeah.
A complete bodysuit of LED lights,
yeah.
White lights. And then reference markers. I didn't know it was CG. I figured his body was fake because, you know,
he's not that
obviously
buff.
Didn't get that buff. I don't think it's possible, but...
And his blue dangly ain't that dangly, I'd imagine. I don't know.
Based on what I know of Billy Crudup... photos. Let's just say. But it's crazy. They said he had to cast the light on everybody, so he's wearing this LED, like, Christmas tree suit.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Filming.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
Can I get a drink?
Oh my God. No, it would electrocute you. You can't have a drink. Sorry.
Just a drop.
You can view this glass of water.
I'm so thirsty.
I read that out of 44 tests for his dong, 22 made it. Frame number 22, test 22 was the one that made it. So they ended up making jerseys, baseball jerseys that said Manhattan 22 on it as like a production joke.
Huh.
But if that gives you an idea, that's right in the middle. So they have like, you know, like tiny dong and then like gigantic blue dong. People are like, the one right in the middle looks less threatening.
Oh, God.
There are people wondering if there is actually blue dangly. And yes, they do not censor that. Let me say, I mean.
Is it not a. Did he blew? He went and blew himself, before the part?
But is it like the comic where it's understated?
It's just like the comic. Whereas, you know, you have some panels where it's like, we really don't need to show the dong here.
Right.
But then, because it's a mid shot, but if it's a full body shot and he's not wearing his government issued panties.
Is he wearing the panties through most of the movie?
Only when he's working for the government.
Oh. This is our deal, Manhattan. You've got to wear the panties. Your dong is nuclear and threatening.
Uncle Sam will not put.
It's a class A nuclear thermonuclear device, as a matter of fact.
I can imagine. God, it would have been so funny. He's like, that's weird. I like to call it the Scud.
My cock can exist in any time frame, in any moment, for infinity.
It's a very hard R, by the way. Not as blue dangly. The movie.
Really?
It is. It's great. I mean, they don't hold back. And in fact, they add more. Which some might say, like, you don't need that. But
see, I'm going to see this movie and enjoy it. And then I'm going to read the comic, and it's going to feel like I'm adding stuff to what I already know. And so I win. Everybody else loses.
Oh, that's why. And I wish I was in his position.
Sorry.
Well, that's America. I have one thing to add to that. All that, though.
That's America.
Denise wanted me to remind that the book of the month is actually Watchmen.
Yeah. Denise tried to update on the book club during the post show. And I was like, you do realize that like less than 100 people can even hear the post show, right? And she's like, yeah, fuck you. Whatever.
Well, the decision's been made, and the Reading Rainbow Coalition is... decided on Watchmen, so...
Go to the forum, hijinksensu.com/forum, look for the book club thread, and there will be a link there. There'll be a link to the Goodreads page.
Yeah, and I guess it's off and for the next month. And boys and girls, it'll take you about a month if you're not a quick reader.
To read 12 comics?
What?
To read The Watchmen?
My wife read it like in a weekend.
Yeah, but...
I figured I would do it in one sitting.
No, you won't.
12 comics? I read the whole first season of Buffy in one
sitting.
You
won't. I'm telling you, you won't. It's a lot of fucking material. Even
you forget that English is not my second language.
Donna told me.
I came out this way.
Donna told me that it
Well, she's different though. You take away
She's smart, Eli. That's the difference.
She said
I'm trying to tell you.
Well, the thing that slowed her down were the pictures because she's sitting there analyzing every panel.
Uh-oh. Got you. Uh-oh. No stream.
What? It's showing over there.
Not on mine.
No, it died. You know what?
It's bullshit. That's America.
Back to the show. I hate Ustream. So that's probably all there is to say about Watchmen. I bet you're dead on. Your review is... sort of matching what I'm reading, some of the links that I've put here. Is it like all the like bloggers love it, but like actual movie reviewers are seeming to hate it right now, which seems odd. The other thing that I got on here is that Watchmen breaks the R-rated record most theaters ever for an R-rated movie.
Wow.
Because they're basically saying like, no, everyone's going to go see this. It doesn't matter. We want the sweet tasty cash.
Bummer.
So, no, that's good.
Oh, no. Denise just messaged me and she said, yeah, right when you start about the book club, that's when the feed died.
Okay. Well, it's in the audio.
It's in the post.
It's in the audio.
It's in the post game. So.
No, it's not. We're not going to talk about important things.
Pay some money and go find out what
we're going to do that.
Go find out what we're talking about. It's secret.
No, way more people hear the audio than
members,
ever see the
members only.
Whatever.
18 and up.
Did everybody see the new trailer for Terminator Salvation? I'm actually excited about this now. No.
Is that the one where he's yelling at the tank and... I don't know.
No, you're just making that up.
No, I didn't see it.
They kind of revealed a bit about the plot now.
Oh, I don't want to see it then.
What?
Why? They tell you...
Can I talk?
That there's Terminators or...
See, that's what I thought.
What do you mean?
And it's not. There's not any Terminators.
Because I'm kind of giddy about this movie and I don't want
to... There's not any Terminators.
I don't want to...
It's Batman.
And he's a fucking professional.
And he's a magician.
He's a magician. Is that what it is?
Batman's a magician.
And then there's a competing magician.
And he's like this thin.
Yeah. And he's 100 pounds. And there's dragons. And the end.
And then that one guy's like, right on.
Right on, right on, right on.
And then a Japanese Zero flies over. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. I'm going way
the
back.
The end.
Yeah. Christian Bale's first. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Selling
newspapers. So it's not just here's John Connor in the future fighting the war. It's actually the first time they encounter a Terminator. They've been fighting tanks and motorcycles and helicopters with brains. And the new trailer shows they actually find a guy with Terminator guts, and they're all shocked and they don't know what to do. And the guy doesn't know he's a Terminator. He's been programmed. Either he's half human and they were experimenting on him, or he's been programmed to think that he is a human and they have to work with him at some point.
When does Starbuck walk in? And
it's very similar. It's very similar. It's got a very Battlestar vibe to it. So this is obviously pre-sending people back to save themselves, you know, but
yeah, when they get into that mess, the fucking lost mess.
It looks good, though. It looks really good.
It could be pretty good.
You know what? It's going to be a fun summer popcorn movie. Even if that movie isn't, like, fucking groundbreaking, like, oh, man, my left nut just blew up.
It's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be
though.
Fun to watch. Like, you just get a big bag of popcorn. You're like, fuck yeah. Blow some shit
big
up.
Bag of cocaine.
Go.
Blow stuff. No clothes.
Big bag of cat.
Big bag of cat weed. Make yourself a little cat bong.
Whoa, that didn't sound quite right.
Smoke some pussy.
Hey.
Cat.
There you go. I like that.
Hey. Hey. It's America. It's smoking pussy. That's what it is. That cannot be your new catchphrase. Smoking pussy is your new catchphrase.
Smoking Shut weed, up. Smoking pussy. Nooch.
Oh, you know what? We forgot to talk about Lost. I had a link on here. That last episode was the first one I've enjoyed this season. The
island's crazy.
There's the island.
The island is a Cylon.
And what's the deal with the island?
What's up with the island?
I mean, it's there 1 minute.
And Jerry, there's an island!
Okay, the fact that they go into fucking magic flying castle machine, like 70s acid trip. I don't
know what any of those words mean. Is this a sentence?
The fact that it turns into like the 70s, like far out, man. Like I was waiting for Cheech and Chong to show up. He's on the episode.
Likely.
And he's like, hey man, all right, we're Dharma, we're growing weed.
Fuck the seals. I expect that. Actually, do you know that Sawyer makes more sense in the 70s than he ever did in the present day?
Yeah.
He fits right in there.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
They're like, your hair... Oh, man. No,
I don't know. Did you notice that they actually cut his hair to be slightly more 70s?
Yeah.
For that little vignette.
They go to Richard Hatch's Jewish barbershop for that?
They did.
Oy vey. Let's bring your hair over here. Yeah. Oh, man.
What? He don't ask.
The broken accents.
Yeah. It's every other word is a different inflection completely. I actually really enjoyed that episode. It's one of the first ones that I've liked all season, really.
I think they've all been fine. I mean, they haven't been great, but it's no season one, but they've all been fine. And this one was great and from that standpoint, except the end where you're like, okay, now what? Like, the fuck did you do, Ray?
I think it was interesting putting him in a romantic involvement with Juliet.
No, I don't give a shit about that. I'm talking about the very end where they cross the streams and they're like, hey, what's up? We're from the aughts, and you guys are from the 70s.
Yeah.
And we're all together.
The same
now.
Amount of time has passed for all of them, though. It's been 3 years.
No, I know, but now it's like...
I think what they're saying is that now that the island is... The island can only exist in one time at a time. Like, the island was never in present day anyway. The island was in 1996 when they crash-landed.
No, yeah, sure. And then they were, like, at fucking Lord of the Rings when they showed that giant statue.
Yeah, well,
like
that's
how,
a throwaway.
I like how they
don't
that
even
in
know
there.
Where that's going.
They're like, oh, we got about $6,000 to throw on CG.
Yeah.
Build us this big, giant Lord of the Rings.
You know they
thing.
Shot that, and they're like, okay, guys, react to something big, possibly small, but probably big.
But bigger than a bread box.
Blue, but maybe green. And
not as big as a toaster.
Old, but also maybe brand new. We haven't decided. We don't know.
And action, go.
And one of you's dead. You're dead now. Okay.
The and end. Die. Lightning bolt.
Okay. Sleep. There's actually LARPers running lost.
That would be awesome if LARPers came across.
Lightning bolt.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
The monster. The monster. Sleep.
Are you guys filming? We're playing because he's Dragalore.
So there's actually a 20-sided die controlling the fate of everyone on
Yeah,
lost.
Pretty much. That's
Where are the Doritos?
Can I fire magic missile now?
Magic missile.
That's who's controlling the island. Underground in that little, where the little wheel.
Yeah, it's a card table. It's in the island's basement.
Yeah.
Mom's upstairs.
They're rolling dice along the wall there.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Okay.
My mom sent me with some Gatorade.
Oh, you know what? We skipped a couple of things before we went to movies. The other quick thing was that after the DVR numbers came back, which, why don't they just count this shit? For Terminator and Dollhouse, things are better, but still bad. Better, but still very bad for both of them.
I thought Dollhouse was fine this last episode. It was by no means great.
No, it was balls-ish.
No, it was actually okay because they are still exploring. Mm-hmm. The problem is they're still exploring potentials. They're like, we could also do this, and that's all that episode was about.
Eliza's begging everyone to stick around till episode 6. Yeah. 6 through 13 are supposed to be where it hits its stride.
You mentioned something earlier last week about, I think you tweeted it, something about, I like where they're going, something's happening. What is your theory?
Well, nothing, he's got nothing.
No, what I'm saying is I hate the fact that they're like...
Please respond.
It's such an empty shell of a character because... I hate the fact that every week now they're going to be like, we need a race car driver who can race a boat also.
I think you're saying why can, it's bad.
They can throw that in there. Okay, yeah, no, I understand. That's fine. But
here's why I love it. It's terrible.
Part of what I was discussing with Denise about was I like the technical aspect of it when they're saying we've created like supercomputers and we can now make people supercomputers. But there's a memory leak, and we just haven't realized it yet. Because shit is starting to... Do you know the premise of the show?
I don't think we're watching the same show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, essentially, like, the people are badass mechs, and they're loading programs into them, and then they erase the programs. And somehow, there's a memory leak.
Too many Firefox extensions. Does it every time.
There's shit that's leaking onto the machine.
WordPress plugins that aren't tested.
Exactly.
Yeah. Too many fonts.
Like Denise was saying, she hates the genius guy, the computer guy. He's like, hey, I'm real cocky. I'm supposed to be Xander, but I'm not.
Burr, burr, burr. I think he's supposed to be Andrew.
Well, yeah, sure.
They should have gotten Tom Link to play that guy. It's so much better.
I think as retarded and stereotypical his, I'm a genius. You don't know what you're talking about.
One of us is a genius. The other one's a dickhole.
Yeah.
Which one am I?
That one's
dickhole.
That one's kind of retarded, but I think that they're... Obviously, they're trying to make it very obvious where they're like, okay, that's where we're going with that guy. Because that guy's going to be, at some point, go like, what? Like, no, I'm perfect. How could this happen?
Or he's doing it on purpose.
That
would be very Whedon to make you love somebody and then turn them evil.
Sure. And then with the Russian dude, that was interesting.
You know, Josh called that on the pilot.
He totally called that.
And I never saw it.
I didn't see it either, but I was like, okay, that's cool. I like that because...
Josh comes after the pilot and goes, the Russian guy was in the dollhouse. He's a doll. And I'm like, what?
No. I was thinking the neighbor was also the neighbor from... what's his face?
Watching the FBI. Yeah. Watching Hilo.
Like, I don't know why they have them... They're
I
watching
feel bad
the sky,
for
but...
him because to go from, you know, Raptor pilot to bust down to FBI...
Well, whatever. He's on Fox. He's making
it's a career
cash.
Change.
I'm not... crying for guys.
I mean, as a person.
He's making some cash.
As a person. You know, it's just I know it's tough economic times, but that's a big career shift.
Well, anyway.
And probably making more money because, you know, they actually have money.
So you're saying he should have played a pilot of another vehicle in another
show? Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah, or a race car driver.
Some sort of robot baby daddy.
But I just like where they're going. And what, this is going to be episode 4 next week?
Yeah.
I can't hang around until 6.
Well, you have to stay till 13 or you're not going to get the full experience.
Well,
make it worse.
But no, I like the potential of where it's going. I just hate the fact that next week it's going to be like, we need a skydiver. Somebody can skydive and we'll throw that in there.
Yeah,
at
see,
some
what
point,
you like about it is an idea that they haven't fulfilled yet.
Well,
they probably will.
They're, at some point, they're going to have to be like, we need a super badass to go up against that other super badass like
that's when Alpha's going to start confronting him and kicking him their ass I hope directly.
So. Because what I was telling Denise was on the Deliverance episode where that dude's like chasing her down in the forest or whatever. What I kind of lacked from that episode was that it wasn't nearly as violent as actually some of the Buffy episodes or some of the other stuff that he's done in the past where you're like, that guy's funny and witty. And then like he does something extremely horrible. And you're like, whoa, that guy means business. I didn't really sense that in the Dollhouse episode where she's being hunted down. I was like, you know, that guy wasn't actually evil enough. He needed to be more evil. Maybe. And I would have bought into that a little bit more because then you realize the seriousness of she may be a badass, but she's still a chick and she's got all that stuff. And at some point, hopefully they'll bring in like, well, we have like a drug dealer who comes in and says like, I need somebody who can take fucking out the SWAT team or the FBI guys. Like, I need a.
Oh, like they'll have to put her on the wrong side of the law.
Right, exactly. And I was like, I don't know if
I don't think they'll have a problem with that since they're an illegal organization anyway.
Exactly, and that's why
bitter and
that's where I want them to go. And I think that's where some of these. That's why I was saying I think there's potential because
wait, isn't she a bank robber in the next episode?
I guess
I'm pretty sure they're robbing a bank and or like robbing a facility in the next episode.
Right. I just want more than that.
They're thieves.
I want more than just the bank robbery. I want like. I don't know. She can like kill the hunt for
like
October.
Like a slutty bank robber. Like a
that part of the whole
dominatrix bank robber
nonsense is crap.
What's the deal with the Hulu commercial? Have you seen those?
I fast forward through those.
There's a Dollhouse.
There's a Dollhouse
Hulu
commercial.
It's okay. Eliza Dushku. And she's like, "Hi, I'm Eliza Dushku. Dollhouse. La la la. I'm an alien." You know.
Well,
like,
they're just Hulu. Have you seen the other Hulu commercial?
The one with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, same premise, but it's
he's hilarious.
Yeah, it's Eliza Dushku, and she goes, "What's up?"
She does the exact same the same bit about
Alec Baldwin to tell me bedtime stories.
And in fact, she actually alludes to the whole thing that you were complaining about a while back. It's like, "Oh, you know, just boobies and check it out, hot chicks, no substance." She kind of does that. That's like kind of the bit in the commercial.
Mm. She's like, you don't have to put up with like.
It actually made me not
want to
watch the show.
Those ads are over already. I mean,
good.
Terminator is apparently going to get to finish its season. Best case scenario, but no chance for a third. Moving on to the mail sack. So we're about an hour 30 in at this point. Lots of questions. My God, there's at least 30 questions. I'm going to refresh this and see if anybody's added any. Because that would be bad. So we might not get to all of them. If we save any, we may save some for the post-show, because I actually don't have anything for the post-show this time. But, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to vault.hijinxandsue.com, read up on the post-show and the various other things you can get there when you donate or subscribe. Post-shows for most of the podcasts for the last, I don't know, year or so, usually another 30 to 45 minutes of extra podcasty goodness. You can get desktop backgrounds, iPhone wallpapers, art, behind-the-scenes art, unfinished projects are posted in there. And lately I've been posting alternate scripts or early scripts for comics, you know, that didn't make it into the final comic. You can also check out Hijinks and Sue's store.
Because of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
.com.
Oh, I like money.
Yeah.
Shirts and prints and whatever else. Also, the auctions to raise money to send me to Webcomics Weekend finished on Monday. Raised about $100. Not bad. I was very pleased. And the original artwork has gone out to its new homes. So moving on to the mail sack. Bow! Skipping that one because it's not actually a thing for us to do. Real quick, I do want to mention this because I think it's actually kind of cool. Andy posted this, and I also got an email about it, and a few Twitters as well. What?
You're talking about the NASA thing, right?
Yeah.
I just like... Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Just like one of the suggestions.
NASA is adding a new node to the space station, and we get to name it, and they've given us options, and then we can... There's write-ins. So the options... Here's what's funny. The options are Earthrise, Legacy, Venture, and Serenity. And I'm wondering if it's Serenity in reference to previous NASA or Serenity in reference to Firefly, if there's actually Whedon fans
I'm
on
sure
this naming committee.
I'm sure there's Whedon fans.
So the Whedon fans are going up in arms like, vote for Serenity, regardless of what they think it means, we know what it's supposed to mean. Then...
One of the suggestions is Skynet.
Yeah, there's write-ins. So 2 nights ago, Colbert mentioned this.
and the winning name, the winner was Xenu at the time, as a write-in.
Yeah, that would be great.
And he said, fuck that, name it after me, and he is now number one. That man can shape reality. He's Dr. Manhattan. He can shape reality to his whim.
Dude, the greatest thing was on, I saw that live, when he crashed Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I was watching that, and I was
telling
like...
people to edit elephants or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, about the... Oh, that making elephants, like, endangered or something.
Yeah.
And I went to Wikipedia, and it crashed on me. I was like, oh, fuck.
He coined the phrase wikiality, that you can change reality by changing Wikipedia.
And I was like, oh, my God, this guy wields a stick of so much power. It is like
the magic gauntlet of
the power of Grayskull. Like, it's amazing. Like,
yeah,
that he has so many followers.
You know what's funny is he said one time on one show, I don't know if this is true, but he claims he has 1.3 million viewers. That's not a lot of people.
It's not, but that can't be right.
It must be average, and then a few people that must be people that catch his show once or twice a week. Because I only see it
like two
or three times a week.
Yeah.
There's got to be, to make this kind of stuff happen, he has to have millions of people paying attention.
I know
comics that have 500,000 viewers. I mean, and they couldn't make this kind of shit happen.
I don't know. I just think that's awesome. Everybody go outside right now.
Yeah, if I ever have this power, if I ever have like 1 million viewers, readers, whatever, I'll just do this shit all the time. Like everyone, shave half your head. And don't tell anybody, and pretend it's still there.
Send me a pic.
His 1 million viewers must have the same fervor as the guy who he's parroting, you know? To do that, to change things like that, you know? Those hardcore right-wingers, he's, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's true, I guess.
It's funny when he has people on that are extremely liberal. They never, obviously, I'm sure they're primed, but they never talk about, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing by being a jackass.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'd have to at this point. I think he's actually accomplishing more just by keeping up this persona, because he's putting the absurdity of those types of people in your face and making it humorous so that you actually want to watch it. Like, if you want to get angry, you might watch The O'Reilly Factor just to get pissed off. But watching Colbert talk about how much he loves O'Reilly, you can learn what a hypocrite O'Reilly is and still be entertained at the same time, you know?
It's a feel-good show.
I guess. There was an O'Reilly clip on the Daily Show a few weeks ago. It was a transition, literally, one segment to the next, of talking about how the paparazzi, if they don't stop harassing celebrities, they're going to kill someone, just like Princess Di. Immediately. And here... our next segment, they're chasing down a Democrat on a bus. He's trying to go home, and they chase him down on a bus, stop the bus. They're, like, beating on the doors. They go in the bus, put a mic in his face, and start asking him questions about shit. I don't even remember what the story was, but I'm like, bro, are you paying attention to, like, what you're saying from moment to moment?
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. I couldn't believe that they did that. I remember how... they were saying that on the Daily Show. He's like, I'm not shitting you. We did not edit.
Right. This
we
is not edited for
this
time.
This is not edited.
This is real time.
And it's like, you know, and then they're going to fuck up somebody. And then they immediately cut to that next clip. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is a joke, right?
Yeah.
This has to be a joke.
So back to the question. Go to NASA.gov. Vote for, you know what? Serenity
Skynet.
Would be fun. But I say vote for Colbert.
Colbert.
That, just the proof that he wields that much power would be awesome to me. Or Skynet, either way.
Have you guys been to the Skynet website?
No.
There's a Skynet website. It's a promotional tool.
For the movie?
Yeah, but it's set up as, it's Skynet. And it's like, check out all our stuff, you know, the technology. And they show, like, models of their gear, of their robots and stuff.
That's kind
of
cool.
It's kind of creepy.
This one's got an anal penetrator. For what? We don't know. It'll come in handy. Don't ask. We don't have any plans for it. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. Last week we talked about the fetish site with dinosaurs fucking robots, and commenter The Stig has one-upped us with a thread on some forum of dragons fucking cars.
What? I don't know. Fuck the internet, man. The internet's such a weird place. This is where I choose to do my business. The place like how that you gives can, us dragons fucking
I like
cars.
How you can just open the door on the internet. You're like, oh, God. Oh. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I didn't realize somebody was in here.
Literally, this is a dragon with his dick up the tailpipe of a sports car. There is no shortage of dragons fucking cars on this thread. It's really quite...
So, hatchbacks and...
Everything, man.
Big rice rocket, like, exhausts.
Mm, this one's jerking off on the hood of a car.
Is it fire?
Mm-mm. Just sperm.
Oh, this one's filled a car, and now it's coming out the windows.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I, you know what? I support that. Go internet, go. Okay, here's an interesting one. This is funny. We don't normally get a lot of sex questions, but when we do, they're typically interesting. And last time I talked about the guy that emailed me personally just to ask what I thought about autofellatio. Just wanted to know my expert opinion on self-dick sucking.
Because you are an expert.
Right. I mean, I've written several books, and I've published a few papers, scientific papers.
And missing a couple ribs.
Yeah, and I've had the surgeries, requisite surgeries, but I don't know. It's just inappropriate. Anyway, this question is from Fighting Frog. This is a first-time commenter, unless they're using a different name. I'm on to you. He says he's been listening since podcast 23. And he wants to know, his girlfriend wants to try what is referred to as pegging, which is typically involving a strap-on and not for the lady. I've asked a couple of friends, and I get a unanimous gay. So my question is...
Where's Josh?
Why is he not here? Does letting my girlfriend... fuck me with a dildo, make me gay. If it's your girlfriend, how is it gay? There has to be another dude.
If there's a dude attached to the dildo...
then yes. If it's a guy wearing a strap-on, then no.
But granted, there are boundaries. Because if it's you, your girlfriend...
You've got a very contemplative face here.
If it's you...
I want to see where this goes.
You, your girlfriend, and like... another person,
for the gangbang?
Then, like, it's not gay. That's called a menage. That's that's French.
I will posit
for
this.
Gangbang.
No accent?
I will posit this.
It's called a menage.
Yeah.
It is called menage à trois. Borscht.
Boris.
Come Natasha, here. Boris, and the other Boris.
We make menage.
Menage à trois. So, listen.
Berserker. I send it.
Would you like some sucking cock berserker? Would you like menage? Would you like menage a trois berserker?
Did he just say making fuck? So listen, I will posit this theory. This is just a working theory. There is nothing that a committed man and woman sexual couple can do together that is homosexual.
Yeah, that is absolutely true.
You can't define. There's just a clear library definition
Even gender swapping?
If your woman wants
you... What, changing your junk?
What if you reverse roles? Is that still...
What, role play?
No, I mean like, okay, you be the girl and I be, you know...
Like with surgery?
Sure.
Then that has its own bag of issues.
No, that's...
I would need
a, I think this is an interesting question.
I would need a cat bong to figure that out.
Technically, that is not gay. That's just switching the parts. That's just...
swap and tackle?
Technically, you're like, oh, well, shit. We just... Listen, I guess the period's over. We switch sides.
Swappable.
You know, that I actually saw that on Discovery Health, which is where I get my wealth of knowledge about sexual crises of various kinds. There's a show called Sex Change Hospital. And there was a couple where the man was becoming a woman and the woman was becoming a man. And they were both totally into it.
Well, good for them. They were in love.
That's not gay either direction.
No.
Interesting.
It's like a polar bear.
If one of you, if you're both men, or if you're a man and a woman, and then one of you decides to become the opposite sex and the other one decides to stick around, then yeah, that's gay. You've decided to live in a homosexual relationship.
Sure. Yeah.
Just by definition.
Absolutely.
I think this guy's saying his friends are going, gay, your fag's wrong.
Dude, what I would say if your friends are saying that, you say like...
I have a girlfriend that wants to fuck me in the ass with a dildo. What do you have?
I got a girlfriend who's willing to do some crazy shit. What do you got?
Listen,
Here's my four aces. Boom.
I've said this before, and I'll stand behind it. Sex is awesome. All right? Boning is the best. Boners are great.
Spoiler alert.
Boners are awesome. If Josh would hear, he would say that two boners are awesome.
My nipples are hard.
Boobies are awesome. Butts are fantastic. If you can have sex, do it. And if you're willing to make it interesting, go for it.
You know what? If your girlfriend wants you to dress up as, I don't know.
Wait, where are you going?
No, something whatever. And your friends are like, well, that's gay.
Then Eli's like, if your girlfriend gives you a hard time and wants you to dress up in like a baseball cap and a hoodie and a beard and some jeans.
That's a big deal is.
What the fuck's wrong with that? That's hot. I'm hot.
They're just pissed off that they're not getting... They're, like, wanting to go home. Hey, honey, you ever thought of... You know what pegging is?
Yeah.
Is that like that pirate
ask your
guy?
Friends, ask your friends what they want to do that they're too ashamed to ask. It's probably worse than that.
Yeah.
I want to dress like a dragon and fuck a tailpipe of a Camaro. That's my only fetish.
The problem is we have to buy the Camaro. I've already got the dragon suit. Yeah.
So yeah. Is the Dutch rudder gay between two guys?
The Dutch rudder? What's that?
Populous was introduced to the Dutch rudder in Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
I've forgotten then. I've seen that. But what was the concept?
Oh, God.
It's too late. You brought it up.
All right, Eli, come here.
Wait, if it's between two guys, then it's gay.
Is it?
Doesn't it have to be if two guys are having sex?
No, they're not having sex. It's where you hold yours.
Uh-huh.
And then the other person manipulates your
arm. Oh, right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, it's gay. It's queer. That is, two gay dudes would do that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's true.
But it's not gay, dude, because I'm not touching yours and you're not touching mine.
That was actually pretty funny.
It's a lot like the, what was the episode of Sunny in Philadelphia with the glory hole?
Yeah.
And he's like,
going down to this glory hole.
He's like, that's gay. And he's like, no, that's why I put the little holes on the top so I can see through.
And it's not a glory hole. It's not anonymous.
It doesn't work the same.
Oh my God!
But yeah, dude, you're in the green. You're fine. You're good.
Go for it, bro. And I like that a few people chimed in, and one of them was one of our female fancy bastards that says a lot of straight guys end up being pleasantly surprised by how well anal play works for them. Am I actually doing this at work? She says. So anyway, if girls are cheering you on and your girlfriend wants to screw you,
tell you what, you two
go for it.
You
get
two,
screwed.
You two go out together. Have a nice dinner, and then go and pick out a dildo together. Something that
Make
you'll
it a
both be okay.
Event.
Yeah, something you'll both be cool.
Call
with.
Your parents. Ask
Maybe
them what
get
they
the
think.
The silver dolphin or the jazz singer or the
jazz singer.
The bullet.
You know? All the stuff that you saw when you were getting the cake toppers.
Yeah, that and also
he's like yeah,
yes,
that and when Lauren used to work at the adult store, a friend of ours.
Next question. So, yeah, however you can get done, get done. Be safe. If you don't want to get pregnant, use birth control.
You be hell, put a rubber on the dildo.
Be disease-free.
If you're not
Other than
sure.
that, fuck like bunnies. It's awesome.
Wash your hands.
Doing it is the best. That's my slogan.
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah, doing it is the best. Remember that. I have to remember that, or I'm going to have to listen all the way through. I'll forget. Next. Okay, so the next question comes from Johnny Ace. We've done this 1,000 times. You mentioned it. The Deserted Island book, movie, food. We've done this one over and over and over and over. But Alex is new. Alex, do you want to attempt this one?
Let's do it.
Anything. Deserted Island, forever. Book, movie, food, movie, food, movie, book.
All three.
Whatever.
Book. A blank one. But it has to come with a pencil.
That's interesting. But you have to make your own pencil from a dead turtle.
Yeah.
Or a coconut.
Well, if I had coconuts, I'd just make a radio and get the hell out of there. But
oh.
One of the listeners just tweeted me to make sure I remember the title. Doing it is the best. Thank you. I will remember that now. God, doing it's so great.
I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
That's how it should be afterwards. If you've done it right, you should have to say that. If you don't feel like that, then you obviously needed a larger peg.
Cock sandwich, that hurt.
That also is also
that,
a positive.
That could be a potential.
There was an article on, not to completely hijack this question, but there was an article. I used to read an advice. There was a relationship advice column on The Onion. I don't even know if it's still there. And I cannot remember. It was.
Did it ask a Navy SEAL?
No.
Because that's in the book.
No.
And that's great.
This was way back in The Onion around that same time, but like 1998, 99. And there was a sex advice column, and I just can't remember the name of it. The guy's name was Savage. It wasn't Adam Savage, but it was Savage Love.
It's
called
yeah.
Savage Love.
Dan Savage. It runs in The Observer.
Oh, there you go. DallasObserver.com. He had this exact same question, and then he also was asked if he could name it. What would it be? And he actually, I don't know if this is what started it, but he put it up to his readers. This was 10 years ago. Put up to his readers is what it should be called, and pegging won. And I don't know if that's why everyone uses that term now, but the others were so much better. There was gobsoffing, which was girl on boy strap on fucking.
It sounds like a Willy Wonka candy.
It does. Everlasting gobsoffer. And then fomsotting, which was female on male strap on dildo. I love those words.
It sounds like Radio Shack with all these acronyms.
Fomsotting and gobsoffing. But pegging one.
He's doing something similar, but in reverse. At least he was a little earlier around the time of the election. The whole Saddleback Church and that got Rick Warren. He was giving the invocation at the Obama inauguration, and he's very anti-gay, and you know everyone's like, "Fuck that," you know. And Dan Savage is gay,
yeah.
And he said, "Okay, you know what? What can be the sexual act that we can call saddlebacking?" And so for a few weeks, people were sending in their suggestions. And
wow, it should be dirty. Okay, so anyway, blank book. That's a good one.
Blank book.
Movie or something else, food.
Granted, you can make a TV out of a coconut, and it's run by a blow monkey.
A blow monkey?
That's a given.
Okay.
Yes, there's a monkey on the island that blows you so that your needs are taken care of.
Is that on the Lost Island?
Yeah.
He
does give you monkey.
He powers, heads, right. So. He powers your TV.
By fucking it?
Right.
There's a little tailpipe in the back. Just like a dragon in a car.
It's the old banana and tailpipe.
Let's make this a phrase. Let's make it a phrase. When people are going at it, you're like, just like a dragon in a Camaro. If I've seen it once, I've seen it 1,000 times. Goddamn, it's like a dragon in an F-150. Going to town.
Yeah, I could see where that could be used. God damn, this computer sucks like a fucking dragon. Fucking a Ford F-150.
You lost it, bro.
It's kind of hard to work in there.
Do it in an accent. It'll be better.
Yeah. You really should have gone with like a,
you know, no, actually,
a super stereotypical Italian
that's
accent.
Going to have to be more like if someone comes in and it's like, dude, this.
Hey, over here.
These documents are all fucked.
Bada bing.
Like if someone comes in.
Oh, like a dragon in a tailpipe over here. Oh.
Actually, the only person I could see who might be able to use this is you, because like someone can come in and say like, hey, got this article thing, you know, and it's ready to go. And you're like, what are you, fucking a dragon? Like,
no, dude, you still have it wrong. You're not even close.
No, I'm not even trying.
Dragons and cars. Dragons and cars. Dragons and cars.
God, no, you know what? That's really hard to work in there.
Like, Alex, look at my layout for page 3.
He's like Falcor fucking a Camaro.
Yeah, there you go. That's even a luck dragon. That's a step up. It's like Sean Connery.
I'd be kind of like,
what's his name?
I'd look back at Alex Dragonheart. And be like, so
I'm the last of my kind.
Is that a good thing? Like,
yeah. I don't know. Does it mean I did good?
Because it's kind of awesome, actually, when you think about it. Like, I mean, Falcor.
Going to town on a tailpipe?
A tree. Well, actually, it would be what?
Artax.
Say my name.
Say my fucking name.
Ford Focus.
Ashton, you little bitch, say my name. Say it. Say it. There you go.
Oh, wait. And
what's movie? Your food movie book?
Food movie book? I'm curious about the food part. Is this like a never-ending buffet?
You only get one.
Just a food. Like,
eat food forever.
One serving.
And like a turtle will crap it out every day and you can eat it. And it's fine. Or like a pelican will bring it to you in its mouth.
Really, really good, fresh sushi.
Pelican? Oh, okay. Yeah. Sushi.
Obama sushi. Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen Obama sushi.
They made a roll to where they arranged the rice and fish to where when you slice it, it looks like an Obama face.
Oh my God.
But that's what I want.
Okay, Obama sushi. Really good Obama sushi. I like tuna. I like sushi tuna. It's mild. It's not too fishy.
So, movie.
That's tough.
One movie forever. You could almost say Ghostbusters. Could you ever not watch Ghostbusters?
Only,
watch it right
only
now.
In its high, like, I'm like 70, what is it, like 72
yeah,
millimeter?
Yeah, the full width wideness, the yeah. full girth, taking it all. I'm like Xander. I watch Ghostbusters right now, fan of stuff. Seriously. I would never not watch Ghostbusters.
I really like The Iron Giant.
Last movie forever? Iron Giant?
Because, you know, it's a movie and it's animated and it's got a giant robot. I try to forget it's Vin Diesel.
I live my life
one Iron Giant at a time.
But he's always like, in that movie, so.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. I don't know, Dark Knight.
He was in a costume. That was actually live action. Iron Giant.
Dark Knight would be a good one.
Dark Knight's not bad. I could, I don't know if I could watch it like 500 times.
That's the thing, though, because I would turn and, well, actually, yes, because it would. I would turn into Batman.
I guess. Well,
after
you
the 500th viewing.
The 500th.
On the island. you'd
be that particular island's Batman, and there's like a monkey like picking his fleas out of his asshole, and you're like, why don't I kill her? Why don't I kill her? Smart of me! You're interrogating a monkey constantly.
You drive your little tumbler away.
Made out of coconuts.
Yeah, his coconut tumbler. You never can quite get the bat pod to shoot out right.
Costume's made out of palm fronds.
But for some reason, the bat tumbler explodes.
This is terrible.
Yeah. That is bad.
That's pretty good.
Moving on. Have any of you ever... This is from Kai. Have any of you ever borrowed, repaired a computer for someone and ended up stumbling into something awkward, embarrassing, etc.? I have, and I've already told my story.
I don't know. Nothing.
Quick recap. We were trying to steal someone's Wi-Fi at the college that Josh used to go to in a room full of dudes that were trying to... Because his computer was hooked up to the router that we had feeding the entire building through the walls, like... we had Cat 5 running out the windows, and about 10 seconds after somebody said, I feel really bad about hacking his, you know, computer, and actually we had removed the case and like reset the BIOS on the motherboard to get into his machine to reset, it was DSL, I think, so we had to like log in and like initiate it somehow. Anyway, someone said, I'd feel really bad if we like opened his shit and there was like gay porn all over it, and then like 3, 2, 1, gay porn everywhere. And we unintentionally outed the guy to everybody in the building. And then everyone just kind of got quiet and left. And I don't think we reset the internet.
That's too bad.
What'd you do?
No, nothing. It's just like I've been over to a friend's house and they're like, hey, my shit's real slow or I don't know what I did. And I'm like, all right, well, let me
look at your browser history because that's going to tell me.
Well, no, I'll like... be looking at whatever, and it's usually a driver problem. Like, all right, let me do a Google search, and you start like doing, you know, you start typing in
you
the address,
F and it's like fisting in the ass yeah. two dudes with a cat bong.
Yeah, pretty much. Like it autofills, and then it's like, and they're just like trying to play it off over my shoulder, you know, like, oh, you know, some
for jokes,
doing some research.
My mom's in town. We had. Oh, did you find it? Okay, good, good. I don't have to try to distract you over here anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, it was nothing like whatever. It's not like I clicked a folder that said do not open, and it's like, wonder what's in there. I mean,
do not open my porn stash folder.
It was always going over to a friend's house, or like we'd be hanging out. And they're like, hey, would you mind taking a look at my computer real quick? And I'm like, dude, just because I do shit that involves computers all day doesn't mean
yeah,
make
just
because
I work
expert.
On one
doesn't mean that
I'm
geek like
squad.
Yeah,
hey, you know how to type? Can you look at my computer?
All my keys fell off, and I put them back on in the wrong order. Can
you
know
the
correct
combination there?
Can you put those back in the right order? I put them in alphabetical. I assume that was correct. Nothing I type works now. We had, there was a guy at that same apartment that, there was like one computer dude, the guy that actually did this unintentional outing, was always getting on people's computers when he wasn't supposed to. And always this shit just kept happening to him. And he never understood why. And it was like, because you just don't. Someone's computer is basically their fucking diary, you know? You do not just hop on it and pretend it's all cool.
Well, it's like looking through someone's underwear drawer.
Yeah, there's going to be handcuffs and like rusty dildos and shit in there. So he like was using this dude's computer that he had left over at our apartment for some reason and just kind of like backed away from it like it was going to hurt him. And when I'm like, what? What's up? And he's like, check this out. And there is just, at a time when the biggest hard drive you could buy was like 16 or 17 gigs, he had like 10 gigs of like foot in vagina porn and tranny porn.
Wonderful.
Like enormous collection of like, you know, 2 to 4 meg files. I mean, it was just a
high resolution.
It was a plethora.
And
of
his name
postage
was
stamp
Josh.
Size. Yeah, and it was Josh.
Yeah,
Jeff Box.
Back in the day when like having what zip drives were about.
Yeah,
that's where most people stashed.
Yeah,
their stuff
or on like rewritable CDs that are labeled like you know, school files, school thing,
backups,
schoolwork, yeah, important. Backup.
Very boring slideshows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PowerPoint
spreadsheet backups.
I was going to say PowerPoint presentation backup.
Excel double backup. Very boring. Taxes 2006. next thing. Let's see. Aaron says, with BSG finale on the horizon, I was wondering what are some of the shows that you thought had amazing final episodes, some that ultimately disappointed you?
Oh, let's see.
Wait, what was that? Like terrible finales?
Great finales, bad finales. And I would say this only applies to shows that had a decent run.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, awful.
Awful. Worst finale ever. But that the last half of that season tanked.
Sure. But you would have thought they would have brought the big guns for the
last
episode.
What was funny when they interviewed him about that? He thought it was hilarious in sort of a like a fuck you kind of way. Not like I'm intentionally fucking the audience, but he's saying like fuck these characters. He's like, you don't get it. These are the worst people in the world.
Like,
they don't care about anyone but themselves.
Why does everybody love us?
Yeah, and he's like, you should not be sympathetic to these assholes. And I'm like, dude, you're the number one sitcom in prime time. People don't want to see your characters in jail with pain.
That finale was for people who hated the show.
I guess. It made me really uncertain as to why I was watching it. But that whole final season was just... Like, remember the backwards episode? And, like, I mean, it was kind of funny, but, like, what are you guys doing? Just stick to your guns. It was bizarre. But what he said is that people wanted, like, Jerry and Elaine to get married. You know, that would never happen. And he's right. He's right. That would have betrayed the characters pretty bad, but...
That's when people lose touch with the fact that it's a fucking show.
Yeah.
You know?
You do want a good payoff, though. You know, you stuck around for 9 years. You want a decent payoff.
Well, that's why I was getting a little frazzled over here. Like, there's only 3 episodes left of BSG.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
This is...
Hold on!
That's how I felt, too. You know? I'm like, wait, guys, you've seriously got a matter of hours left to wrap this up, and you're wasting an episode on Adama staring at the hull of the ship for 30 minutes? Like,
is our girl going to make it, Chief? Put some more of that Cylon sperm on her face.
And
speckle up my dick hole while you're at it. I'm freaky. Cockless.
The president sometimes likes to...
She has a lot of dryness because of the cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
Every so often, she brings her her little Galactica and kind of pegs a little bit. It's totally not gay, but...
It's not gay if it's a guy.
Because I'm almost... And I mean, Chief. I'm Admiral. I don't know what I'm saying. Arrested Development had a very good ending because they knew they were being canceled, so they were like, "Fuck it, we're putting the dynamite on the chest, and we're just gonna jump out the airplane."
Let's go.
Because that was pretty great, you know, with the whole like, and then like someone on this episode is going to die, and then it's like the racist woman, and then they're
just the old racist lady,
and then the live. It was going to be live.
The live finale was the last like, 4 seconds.
Yeah.
It was so great.
That was pretty great. And then the 3D shit. And
they
went guns a-blazing for the last couple episodes.
If you go through all the Whedon shows, both finales, Buffy and Angel, had epic moments. They might not have been everything you wanted them to be, but I was certainly kind of like out of breath by the end of both of them. Because with Buffy, they destroyed Sunnydale completely. and sunk it into the earth. And that was certainly unexpected. And then with Angel, there was a cliffhanger of them, you know, fighting all of hell, which just resolved in the comics, the last issue, as a matter of fact. Like, that storyline's been playing out in the comics ever since. Yeah.
This is why Battlestar Galactica, the ship, is going to bite the dust.
Oh, it has to.
It's going
to
go...
They're building up to where we can't keep counting on this ship to be our saving grace. But see, I think it's going to... I think they're going to be like mid-evacuation, and it's going to implode and take most of the people on it with
yeah,
it.
And Adama's going to go down with it. He's got to. He's got to.
You'd think so, wouldn't
he
you?
He needs to.
He might stay
go
on
down
it.
With the ship.
Yeah. She's in Beryl! There's 100 life pods. Yeah. We've got 45 minutes, Beryl!
He's like, I'll never leave her. I'll never leave my girl.
Rosalind's alive and she's on the shuttle, Beryl!
I'll never leave my girl.
Exactly. As he slowly unzips his pants and just starts fucking the CIC. Like,
I love you. It's always been you, baby.
Yeah, it was, sucked the air out of the room.
Wow.
You know, MASH.
let's see. Yeah, MASH had a great ending. Man, I can't think of any.
Oh, man.
I'm trying
Quantum
to think.
Leap had a terrible final episode.
Oh, that.
Terrible.
That. I've always been on the fence with that one.
No, it was bad.
No, I love that fucking show. And then, okay, will you jog my memory? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not, like, leap into Al?
Oh, no, that was towards the end. He leaped into Al, and that was a great thing. That was a good storyline.
Yeah.
At the end, he leaps into heaven, basically, where God the bartender tells him, like, hey,
yeah, he was stuck in that mining town, right?
He kept leaping into different people in the same scenario, yeah. But it was like building up. Like, we are about to find out why he keeps doing, who is sending him to good deeds and what's controlling his leaping. And then, like, God the bartender is like, oh, it's you. It was always you. You could have gone home whenever you wanted to, but you're the one doing this.
He leaps into. I remember, granted, this was like what? I was like in. I was like in junior high when this happened.
No, the final scene of the final episode, he finishes his mission and leaps into a bar.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, Sam Beckett. And he's like, what, bro? And he's like, yeah, I know you. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm like an angel or something. So anywho, you've been controlling your leaps. You can go home right now if you want to. And then it's like, Samuel Beckett never returned home. And you're like, aw, he kept fixing the world. Great. That sucks. That's lame.
Okay. I thought like he leapt into something and therefore like ceased to exist or something like that. Yeah.
No, he when he leapt out of that, he just kept doing missions till the end of time. Whatever.
Then he went on to Captain the Enterprise.
That also had the most despite being a terrible show, had a terrible ending.
Enterprise?
Yeah. It was like
I didn't make it that far.
Well, they started, you know,
the fucking
the
Dawson's
George,
Creek.
I can barely get past the damn theme song.
Yeah, they did the, it's been a long road.
Granted, I did like the montage, but the song was terrible.
Yeah, do you remember the Evil episode?
Oh, that
the
was
montage?
The shit.
That was like the only good opening they ever had, because it was like.
Troops marching across, you know.
That was awesome. The montage would have been good with a simple fanfare. As a matter of fact, the fanfare they played at the end, the closing credits, was better than the fucking theme song. Yeah. But the show was terrible. I've rewatched some of them recently because they re-air on HDNet. And every once in a while, now that it's been a few years, I'll go, you know what? That wasn't a bad hour of TV. It's not Star Trek. It just
isn't. No, it's not.
But it wasn't a bad hour of TV.
And you know what? It probably helps that you're steeped in Battlestar because the way the ship is styled, like... Not unlike an actual vessel, a nautical vessel, just like Battlestar. It's like has that same gritty, real feel to it, you know.
Battlestar's way grittier, but yeah. I really enjoyed, we're skipping all over the place, but I really enjoyed when they showed the Pegasus. They were like, no, this is what we make ships like now.
Yeah.
Because you forget that Battlestar is 75 years old. You know, you're not really thinking about how shitty their technology is, or that's the only reason that
they've
ship
got rotary
survived.
Dial phones.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could have gotten one of those.
Okay, one that I got, even though I never saw it. Apparently, the Sex and the City ending was awful.
Whatever. Moving on.
I'm trying to think because the only shows that...
Did Denise say that?
Yeah.
Tell her to shut up.
Some of the only things that I could remember or see were like...
I don't remember that.
The 80s, because, I mean, I grew up in the 80s. And
a lot of 80s shows didn't get finales.
Well, no, but when they did, it always ended with like them, like
everyone got married.
Yeah,
everyone had a baby. Everyone gets the job.
And then the last thing would be with like Jack Tripper like turns off the lights to the apartment.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
All like that's token.
You know,
that's
perfect.
Token indie 80s indie. You know, sort of show.
So, man, I'll tell you the best one we ever. Woo! The best ending to an 80s show that we never saw.
Perfect Strangers.
Would have been the ending to Full House, but they got canceled. That would have been the cheese fest to end all cheese. Like, they would have married each other.
That's what I'm trying to think back, but
Joey would have married Michelle. Like, that would have been...
Right. Oh. Because of her heroin addiction.
Yeah, no, not that stuff. Yeah, but sure.
But, like, man...
Family Matters had Urkel marrying the daughter. Like, what?
What about...
That show just fell off the cliff.
Yeah, I know, like, but really soon into it.
It like, actually... I remember when it first started, it was like
it was normal... Black Full House.
Yeah, but even it was more
based
serious.
But it was based in reality.
Yeah, and then Urkel
and
came
then it
along.
It was like science fiction.
Yeah.
Here's one that...
He had like a chamber that would give him different genes if he wanted to.
Here's
like,
one
little Nutty Professor thing.
Here's one that changes that persona. The Sopranos ending.
I had someone explain it to me. I've never actually seen The Sopranos.
That was awesome. I thought that was awesome.
You think Tony's dead?
Oh,
no.
Hell yeah. I think so.
No, because
see, everyone's on the fence.
What's his face came out and said, no, he's not dead. The writer. He came out and said, no.
Oh, really?
He's like, life goes on. He's like, and that's that. He's like, we stopped making a show. He's like, people can interpret it however they want to from an artsy sort of standpoint. He's like, but... No, he's like, if you're asking me straight out, the writer of this show, did I write this episode where, you know, it fades to black and, you know, he gets shot immediately after or whatever. He's like, not right then and there. He's like, maybe when he leaves and goes down the street and gets shot.
Yeah,
he's
I can
like,
see that. It could also,
maybe.
Well, the way they set up that whole last scene, and I don't, you know, not to ruin it for you.
I mean, don't plan on watching.
Okay.
It's good, though.
The way they set up that whole last scene, it's so tense and it builds it up to where it's like, oh, snap, they're going to come in and blow his brains out.
Yeah, the way the guy explained it to me, I mean, literally scene for scene, a major Sopranos fan who'd been with it like all 7 or 8 years or whatever explained it to me scene for scene. I'm like, okay, I want to know because it's a big deal. Tell me everything, I guess. I got the impression that somebody's going to walk in with a fucking Tommy gun and wipe out the whole family.
Right.
And, like, if that doesn't happen, then that's kind of a cop-out.
Well, if he's not dead, then they really set it up to where it's like, this is his life now.
Yeah,
Someone can come
exactly.
in and blow his brains
out.
Is he, like, a nobody at the end of the show? Like, he's not protected anymore?
No.
No. Yeah, well, he's kind of... He's trying to, like, all right, I'm just going to live my life now.
Yeah, and I think that's... I think what you said is exactly right. They basically said it like, well, you're living your own personal hell for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because, yeah...
He's just trying to sit there and enjoy a meal at his favorite family restaurant with his family. And,
right. And the possibility of somebody coming in and doing something is extremely high, but... It could not happen. And I think when What's-His-Face, the writer, came out, I think a lot of people were pissed because they're like, ah, what?
You know, I thought it was brilliant.
He totally ruined it for everybody by saying, like, well, if you're asking me, asking the interviewee, if he gets killed, he's like, the interviewee says no. He's like, he doesn't
get
shot.
You know
what's
funny? I said MASH is a joke, but I pulled up. I did just a little research here.
It is one of the best.
It's the highest rated, one of the highest rated series finales of
all time.
It
still is the highest. No, yeah, I watched
MASH.
I
don't know how it ends.
I watched MASH, but I mean, I wasn't, that was for that generation. It was
for me, it was the show that came on after the news.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much.
But I was also like 10.
After Donna Reed went off on Nick at Night, that's what was on. Yeah.
Right. God, what's more recent that's been very influential? Sopranos has been a huge influential show because obviously that brought HBO to the front.
Quantum Leap was a backdoor opening to a potential spinoff or another pickup for another season. And there was a last minute reworking at the end because they knew they got canceled.
Let's see.
Oh, I'll tell you one. I never even watched the show, but I did a comic about this, like the third comic I ever did. I did a bunch of research on it. It was Saint Elsewhere. The whole show took place in the mind of an autistic child.
Oh, yeah. You know, I remember.
Saint Elsewhere was a hospital drama about like the shittiest hospital in town, and it was really gritty, and everyone loved the show. It was like really highly rated at the time. And then at the end, little Tommy Westfall or whatever his name was is staring into a snow globe that has the hospital in it, and the dad's like, "What do you suppose you see in there?"
What, wasn't there another show that ended that way?
Was that for the whole series?
Yeah.
They said the show was a dream of an autistic child.
Wow. That's bold.
Okay, there was another show that was like... Maybe... Oh, fuck. No, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Dallas.
Oh, yeah. That's just the retcon of the last season was a dream.
The cop-out of like, they shot JR, and it's like... That was the first time that they pulled a internet fuck you on television. They were like, no, it's just a dream.
But in the final episode of Dallas, the devil kills like JR.
Yeah.
Or some shit like
it's
that.
It's like Mr. Burns. Like,
yeah. He's like, mm,
we're going to see. We're going to see like the next two major like show endings in our lifetime, which will be ER, which is coming up.
Who cares? And Do you watch ER?
I don't know. I don't watch ER.
Stamos is on ER.
It doesn't matter.
I think everyone's been on ER.
It doesn't matter whether
I was for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was you.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not saying
season
whether
16.
Whether I watch it or not, or I give a shit about it, it is a major ending because that's such a huge show.
I love
on
how they
television.
Advertise it. They're like, all your favorites are going to be back. And like, guess what? If your favorites aren't on the show, then the show sucks.
Well, no, you think about it, because that show's been on since...
Yeah, it's completely recast.
It's been on since before George Clooney was famous.
ER is completely recast,
But what I'm saying is, regardless of what we think about it, that is a major ending for television, and so will The Simpsons whenever that happens.
You know what was a weird one? Because
they signed out, for another five more seasons?
They just got two more seasons of The Simpsons. Fuck them.
But when that goes off the air, that's going to be huge, because it just surpassed, like...
If... I'm going to go ahead and say that it's an unkillable beast of unfunniness that will live until eternity.
It's about
like
to surpass
Fallon.
Like a...
You don't think The Simpsons is funny?
Didn't you say it recently went to HD?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
No. Well, I will agree
seasons
with...
3 through 10 are 100%
gold.
Comedy gold.
Gold.
It, right now, it's not as funny as your average mindless sitcom.
No, it's not. But there have been... Every now and then, there's an episode where it's like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't watch it anymore, so I wouldn't catch those. I mean, I tried, I think season 20, I watched like 3 episodes, and I'm like, no, this is over.
It's an HD now, and it's brain melting. It's almost too much.
Yeah.
There's so much detail. Everything has a cast shadow. Everything, it's like, oh, God. And you can tell they are taking advantage of the fact that it's an HD because they're drawing the sets, if you will. Better,
yeah,
and with more
shit. Which
means
they've had to redraw the sets for the first time in probably 10 years.
Yeah.
This is a good one. I just thought of News Radio had a bizarre, bittersweet, unusual ending. Do you remember
that?
I
don't remember how that ended.
Jimmy James leaves on like the third to last episode of News Radio, leaves the station, sells it, and moves to... Oh, God, Montana or somewhere, and starts a tiny newspaper or a tiny AM radio station. And the entire staff decides at the last minute to go with him.
Oh.
And except for Dave and Matthew. And Dave and Matthew are left at WNYX, like, together forever.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember that at all. Probably because I watched that show very sporadically.
You should watch through all of the... Phil Hartman years. The first 4 seasons, 3.5 seasons are fantastic.
Man, I can't think of anything else. Everything else is just...
Someone
right,
mentioned...
Let's move on.
Okay,
fine. Let's get to our next question. If we have any more of these, we'll do them in the post-show. Inzader says, longest movie game TV marathon, and what was it?
Like, personally?
Yeah, like, did you watch, you know, something? Did you play something until it ended? Did you...
It's going to be Battlestar. As soon as it's over.
You're going to watch it straight through?
Hell yes.
Like the whole 4 seasons?
I'm
going
to go all the way back to the beginning and watch it consecutively.
That's
but like,
be,
but
that's
like a few a night or all at
well,
once?
Well, as much as far as I can go. Because kind of like what I did when the DVDs came out. I'm like, okay, just
we
watch,
did that.
watch.
When I saw
meanwhile,
like
5 in the morning, you know.
Yeah, I saw one episode of season 3 or something, and I was like, holy shit! And we Netflixed the first 3 seasons and watched like 4 or 5 episodes a night. Like the second the baby was asleep. Battlestar, let's go. Let's do it.
The most recent I can remember was Lost seasons 1 and 2. Like, But it wasn't so much a marathon. It was like I'd go to work, come home from work. Literally, as I walked in the door, I was already had the remote thrown to me by the cat.
Right.
And I was like turning it on and sitting down like already.
Yeah.
And there was like cat food there. So I ate it because I was like, yeah, yeah, I was like, I'm just going to I don't want to get up.
You got to eat this cat food. And you got to drink a beer really fast. Something in it makes you sleepy.
And that's the other one, too. Before, but most recently for me was with every release of Always Sunny, just boom, put it in, watch it all. Just
I did two, actually. These weren't very long. I mean, maybe 8-9 hours, maybe. But I watched all of Always Sunny on Hulu, straight through seasons 1, 2, and 3, I guess. What was the most recent one? 3?
Yeah, season.
I watched 3 in real time. I watched 1 and 2 back to back nonstop. I mean, one sitting, and then I watched seasons 1 and 2 of 30 Rock nonstop on Hulu. That took a half a day. I just couldn't stop. I was like, "Oh my god!"
The other thing that I did was the original Resident Evil on PlayStation 1. I was probably like in junior high or something, and I think I stayed up almost an entire day to play that because I rented it at Hastings Video or some bullshit. And I didn't know what I was renting. I just saw the cover and was like, "Oh, that looks cool." And
what
brought it
movie?
Resident Evil. No,
the
game.
Oh, the game.
The original one. And I was just it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It was awesome and it was freaking me out. It was actually pretty creepy and turned off all the lights and made time and my mom's like, "Are you cool?" And I'm like, "Yes."
Go away. Games.
What are you doing in there?
Go ahead. Shut up.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I'll kill you.
I'm killing a zombie.
This is making me violent.
Is that what they call it? Killing a zombie?
Yeah.
Just asking your dad.
Yeah. Is that code for marijuana? Shut up, bitch.
Hey, that's my mom.
That's your dad, dude. I don't know. What's wrong with him? I feel this is a weird question because it just reminds me of high school. I feel like I just did this pretty much all the time. Like,
yeah,
new PlayStation game, play it for 16 hours.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah,
no big deal.
GoldenEye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny, because, GoldenEye was your first kind of, I don't have internet, but I can do multiplayer co-op.
Yeah.
And we would have GoldenEye parties at the one guy's house that had 4 controllers and GoldenEye. I sucked at it.
Any Zelda game.
I suck at it now.
Yeah.
Any Zelda game that came out, I would, like, stay up.
Or Metroid, even.
I don't think it's really a marathon. It's just like standard procedure.
Sure. As you get older, it starts to fall off.
See, now it's almost impossible. I will basically lose an entire day's productivity whenever TNT airs Lord of the Rings in order.
Yeah, actually.
Because a 3-hour movie with commercial breaks is 4 hours, and sure. So it's 12 hours.
At some point, this is before Rick left. Even though he's coming back in 2 weeks or something, but we had wanted to watch the riff tracks of
Lord of the Rings,
all 3.
God.
And we were like, dude, it's an all-day thing. It has to be an all-day thing.
I wish I could go to that.
3 hours a piece each.
If you watch the full one, it depends. See, it depends on what
I don't know. I don't know what they riff. I think they riff just the regular DVD.
I don't even have those.
Well, you get them from Josh.
Oh, well, whatever.
You buy them from rifftracks.com.
No, I'm saying I don't have those DVDs.
No, but you can get them through Rifftracks. They'll sell you the movie through digitally or whatever, and then you can buy
them.
No,
they don't.
I think they do.
They absolutely do not have digital movie distribution on Rifftracks.
Oh, yeah, no. I think they link you to, like, Amazon.
You just totally did an about face on that.
Yeah,
no, yeah, dude, you can totally get it. It's
that
there.
That makes sense, because that's not possible.
I was there. Oh, wait, you can't do that.
I was thinking of...
Catbone.
I was thinking of Cinematic Titanic, because they do sell you the DVD with the riff on there.
Yeah, it's because it's a 40-year-old black and white.
Yeah,
because
all those people are dead.
Next question.
Hauntings.
What animal best describes you? Catbong? That's Eli's.
No, mine would be like a golden hawk on on a mountain.
This is from Mutant Enemy, and he suggests that it's like Lee's Lemon describes Jack, an eagle with the head of a bear.
It'd be like a...
I describe Josh as a bear with the dong of a boy.
Oh, God.
Holding it. Not on his... But, like, with one. As an accessory.
a necklace made of dongs.
No, I would think like a bear from the waist down, but then Josh from like the rest of the part.
You
up.
Remember in Universal Josh Soldier Atar. When the guy made a necklace of ears, but Josh would have that, but it would be dicks from all of his victims.
Yeah, he's got that now.
Well, that's why it would be fitting.
Fitting.
Like a I'd be like a tiger shark on top and like a tank on the bottom.
So like you have a tiger head, but then like the fin coming out of the back.
Yeah,
and then on a tank.
However, I'd be the robot Jaws on the bottom so I could swim really fast.
Power bottom.
But a real great white on the top with wings.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like a...
like a dragon fucking a car.
Yeah, I'd be like a car on the bottom and then a dragon on the top so that a dragon could still come down. Hey, and
I saw something at Walmart that made me think of you today. Made me think of your childhood.
You saw Walmart.
And
you
yeah. That's like, hey. Hey.
You probably worked there.
Oh.
No, I was in Walmart and I go down the clearance toy aisle and there is something called a... it's not a transformer. It's a van former. And it was a... it was a van that transformed
into a van.
I don't know, but it was a van former into a taco truck. Probably
that kid's so sad. It's like it transformed into a van.
We've all gotten those toys, during those hard years.
Starts off as a van, and he's transforming it for 20 minutes, and it's just a different van.
And that's when, like, you go to school, and your friends are like, "My mom, and she got me off to Prime. Look, it's the real thing." And you're like, "I got this van." And it turns into a...
It comes with speakers.
The wheels come off.
Fell off a truck.
And it comes with cinder blocks.
Right? You can strip it. My first strip a van kit. There was a kid in fourth grade for me was the year Game Boy came out. And there was a kid that brought his to school.
Oh, no.
And like you totally weren't supposed to bring any toys to school at all. And we didn't... I mean, eventually everybody got one, but nobody had one yet. And he brought his to school and would sit in the playground and play Ninja Turtles, Fall of the Foot Clan, with like 40 or 50 kids crowded around him, just like cheering him on and chanting. And he's just like, coolest kid ever. And like by next Christmas, everybody had one. And he
right. Sucked. Or someone kicked his ass and took it.
And that boy grew up to be
Joel
Watson.
That was me. I never had anything first.
I was the greatest.
I was always late on the uptake on cool stuff.
Growing up, I would get, I was fortunate enough to get Transformers and not GoBots.
Yeah, me too.
But I always got the random ones. And as a kid,
Eli just got robots.
Is that on TV? No. It's on Univision.
You're watching like a Ford commercial and your dad's like, "Look, boy, it's the robots." Like, I got you. It's the show. It's only 30 seconds long.
It's over. That was a good episode, wasn't it?
Hey, won. Who won?
Should come back next week.
The robots did. Won what? Shut up. Mow the lawn.
Shut up. It's on TV. It's the same one, right? Don't argue. I'll beat you.
I got Optimus Prime Transformers. Like, I got Leader One GoBots. Oh, and Eli's like,
I got Ford F-150.
I got Vantron from Robots.
Is that really his name? No, I made it up.
His name's just Van.
What are those stickers on there? I put them on there myself.
Those are Ninja Turtles decals. Yes.
They came in cereal. Yeah, they came in the cereal. They came in Captain Crunch. But it wasn't really Captain Crunch. It was Captain C's Crunchies.
Yeah.
The generic brand.
Captain K's, King Vitamin.
Yeah. Oh, God. God, that stuff's awful. That's King Shit Biscuit. Yeah. It's so bad. They say that the cereal in the bag is like, no, it's just as good. No, bro, it is not just as good.
Only if you're cat bonging it or if you, that's no, probably about it.
The only way to go.
Hey, pass me some of that.
King Vitamin. King Vitamin is like, God, it's like packing peanuts that have somehow gone bad. If packing peanuts can go bad.
Spray painted yellow.
Yes.
Sprinkled with that stuff that says
sharp.
That shit that it tells you not to eat.
It's silica gel.
Yeah. Silica gel on it. That's actually, instead of milk, we would just melt that in the microwave and pour it over King Vitamin.
Hey, man. My new beak British Knights came with a bunch of King Vitamin in the box.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, Eli didn't have British Knights. He had, like, Welsh knaves.
Well, no, it was like...
Scottish serfs.
It was called... It was Street Knights, but it was N-I-G-H-T.
Dirty Knights. I had... Afternoon Knights. I will say this, though. I did have generic pumps.
Everybody
did. My
mom did. Dude,
refused. I mean, and with good
reason.
They were
$150.
Yeah, with good reason. Never she would not buy pumps. Me $150 sneakers, but she bought me $35...
Put Phillips.
Yeah, they're called, like, plumps. No, I'm trying to remember what brand they were. It was like Keds plumps. Humps. Foot humps.
So we hope that answers your question about what animal what animal best describes us. Moving on. Thank you.
This question is from... Oh, it's a Denise question. She's not here.
I believe that's where I come in.
No, you can't answer the Filipino question. It's all about being Filipino.
I can give it a shot.
Okay,
I like the next question.
You guys can answer this. I'm going to go take a piss or something.
No. Because this
Trep says, as a group, what would be your pick for the best Super Bowl team in the multiverse? Choose between coach, quarterback, O and D line, wide receiver, blah, blah.
Okay,
is this an actual sports question?
No.
Yes, really? It is.
Not the way I'm going to answer it, because I'm going to TV and like culture people to fill that roster.
I don't even know what all those positions do.
You're so dumb.
The word you were looking for is gay.
It says coach. Like, you don't know what coach does.
Adama.
That's what I was going to say. Adama?
Quarterback, Adama.
We controlled everything.
No. Quarterback, okay. Drugs. Coach would be Adama.
Prostitution.
What is that from?
It's from American Me. Oh, trust me, you need to watch that movie. You will.
Is he a gangster?
He is a gang leader in prison. Well, it's loosely based off
of real
life.
Blood in, blood out.
Better.
I love that movie. I had that DVD until very recently when I said I'm never going to watch Blood in, Blood Out again. I've seen it 150 times.
We controlled everything in the Battlestar Galactica. Drugs, gambling.
Somebody mentioned online. Somebody that I follow on Twitter mentioned online. Where do they keep, like, they're out of toothpaste, but they don't seem to have any short supply of alcohol?
Well, yeah, because it's all his. Or he's got a still.
I think it's Cylon baby blood.
Yeah.
That or toilet paper. Like, you would think that you walk by the restroom and you're like, God.
They stopped wiping, like, a long time ago.
It's all bidets. It's all space bidets.
Well, I guess it's true.
Is that your question about football?
Yeah. Adama would fill the position of coach, quarterback, O-line, D-line, wide receiver. I was just going to say, like, coach would be like Adama. Quarterback would be like, I don't know,
Xander Cruz.
Mal from, Firefly.
Mal? Okay.
Would be quarterback because he's like the...
Galactica could be defensive.
Yeah.
She's pretty big.
Galactica would be the arena.
Oh, they play in the arena, yeah.
Yeah.
We're here at Galactica Arena for...
We're here in Battlestar Galactica Stadium.
Ooh, Picard would have to fit into this somehow.
Make it so.
He'd be the the cheerleader.
The ball. I hate this question. I hate sports.
Yeah, sure.
Moving on.
It's good to be with you.
This is from... I think we've answered this one. Furby Frank says, if you could star in any comic book movie adaptation, which one would it be? Any character. Alex, you answer this one. I think we've done it before.
Does the movie have to exist already? Or
No, go with one that doesn't exist yet.
To star in? To be the character?
Any character in any comic that should be a movie.
Well, it says you could star in. I don't know if it necessarily means you be the star.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Angelina Jolie would be the star, but you would be like the guy that she beats up for a while.
I don't know. Let me say, though, after seeing Watchmen, Rorschach, the personification of Rorschach in live, living flesh.
Mm-hmm. It was impressive. That guy might be the next Freddy.
Oh, yeah, I read that somewhere. Yes, that would be really good.
That's what I heard.
That would be really good.
I saw him without his mask on. He looks like a Freddy.
He looks just like...
Robert England?
No, he looks just like... what's his name? I can't remember his actual name. They're going to... Yeah, it's good.
Who are you talking about?
The actor.
The actor looks like the comic Rorschach, is what you're saying?
Because he's wearing a mask.
Dude. No.
He's got a bag on his head, bro. I mean.
Oh, that's not his face?
No.
I was impressed.
All the comics I read as a kid.
There you go, Walter Kovacs.
Made into movies. Some good and some bad.
I can't think of anything right now. Oh, The Walking Dead would be a good one.
You should be in the. You should be the Pope in Battle Pope.
That movie. Actually, you know, that's not that bad.
Did you ever watch the internet show of that?
No,
I figured you would have liked it. I don't know if it was any good, but they made like an internet cartoon of Battle Pope.
That would actually be pretty awesome. I would like to be.
Look it up.
Jesus sidekick.
What is that, Battle Pope Catholic Galactica or what?
No.
Oh, you've never heard of Battle Pope?
No.
Battle Pope is really.
Robert Kirkman does it.
It's really goofy. All it is like the rapture happens and God appears and he's like. Well, they give you a back history of the Pope.
Which, by the way, the rapture is totally made up.
Right.
Okay.
But,
in case you're wondering.
In case anyone's wondering.
The Pope, they have a backstory of the Pope, and the Pope's, like, super powerful, and he's badass. Like, I mean, he does his popely things, but turns out he's, like, he nails chicks and does drugs. Like, but nobody sees him do it because he's the Pope, so he can cover it up.
Like the Pope in V.
Right.
Vendetta.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah, actually, it's exactly like that. So then the rapture happens, and God shows up, and like he's like, hey, what's up? I'm about to wipe out the whole world. And the Pope's like, oh, sweet. Thank God I'm the Pope. And then God's like, except not you, because you're a shitty Pope, and I'm going to leave you down here with everybody else. And he's like, what? And then, like, so the rapture happens.
Say,
but then it turns out that, like...
What say you?
It turns out that Lucifer... gets up on Earth and now he starts causing shit and then God's like, oh fuck. He grabs the Pope, brings him back to heaven and says, okay, here's the deal. I'll let you come up to heaven, but I need you to take care of him first. I'm gonna make you a super badass.
What happened to Jesus?
Well, no, this is where it comes in. So he makes the Pope super pumped and like Arnold Schwarzenegger with a cigar and like a real badass, and he has to go hunt him down. He's like, and I'm going to give you my son to go with you because my son's been a real slacker and he's like whatever. So like his Jesus is the sidekick to the Pope and he's wearing like flip-flops and a t-shirt.
And he's got a cat bong.
Yeah, basically. And he's like, hey man, what's up? And like God's all embarrassed.
Look,
like,
man, you just my gotta son, love everyone.
God's all, he's all embarrassed because he's like, yeah, my son didn't really kind amount to up. A whole lot.
You so. Want some fish?
It's actually really, it's really good. It's like very quirky and
that's kind of, I like that. That's cool.
It's not bad. I didn't.
In the chat room, Springhill Jack says, I just realized that Eli and Nega Eli went to Whataburger. I like that you're Nega Eli.
Sweet. But wouldn't I have to shave to be?
I don't know. We have a few questions left. But we're already at 2.5 hours. So let's save those for the post show and wrap this one up. That's quiet. See?
Dude, it's hard. I need a controller, board, and system. This is really low tech. I need some high tech shit.
Thanks for listening to the Hide Pursuit Podcast, episode 47. I believe it was called Doing It Is the Best.
AKA Cat Bong.
Cat Bong 2. Doing It Is the Best. Special thanks to guest host, Alex. What's your last name, like Rodriguez or?
Yes.
No. Guevara.
Juan Sanchez Villalobos okay. Ramirez.
Good.
Adios, pendejos.
For myself, for Eli, for those who can't be with us, Josh and Denise, and for Alex, thanks for hanging out. Check out hijutsu.com/donations if you want to help keep the dream alive. Vault that hijutsu.com. And hijinksandsuestore.com for prints and shirts and other bullshit. Later, guys.